Blog Talk Radio.
Super Bowl special. Oh my goodness, this is going to be another one. Just say like it is, another one. The final kickoff to lockdown. Oh, you know we got to add that twist to it. We can't have it just sitting there lingering. We're going to put it on you this morning. And thank you for listening. Oh, what a weekend. Starting off, I mean, unbelievable stuff going on here in the MIA. We went to, let me just say, much love, I won't name names, but much love to the school, Ponce de Leon. You know y'all did a great job. I did a great job reading to them for kids. But let me just tell you, I'm going to get into a little bit of the demographics of how Miami is flowing. One another special shout-out, Brother Ray. Hope you're feeling better. We was going to hang out yesterday at the seminar, but I went. Special shout out to birthday people out there, everybody. Oh, man, what a great weekend. That's all I can tell you. But let me just jump on a little bit of what took place. I mean, if y'all are Native Americans out there, the biggest trick ever devised, we're going to do a show next Sunday with the whole layout of how could this possibly be even close to true. This is Black History Month. We got to put it down. I know it's every day in my mind, but, you know. But to sit there and have this fallacy that the Native Americans that I witnessed yesterday, many of them are Muskogee, Oklahoma was represented big time. I mean, the Hard Rock Cafe. Have any of y'all ever been to the Hard Rock Cafe? Right there in Fort Lauderdale. Hollywood, Broward, all that area up there. And let me just say, beautiful place, beautiful. Anybody that ever been to that casino? It's Vegas-like, baby, Vegas-like. Nita Baker was playing last night there. Oh, my goodness. Playing the little tables. Man, it's unbelievable fun. But the biggest farce has to be the Black Seminole mythology that is totally, I walked the whole place. Ran into, I asked everybody that I thought might know somebody. And you know such and such, Brother Kwame mentioned Brother Kwame. Since he told me about it, about a couple that might, I said, man, but they knew another Kwame. I said, damn. And I'm walking through looking at all the art exhibits. I'm saying, damn, I'm seeing all kinds of stuff. But I don't see nothing on the Black Seminoles at all. Now, you really can't get a good conversation other than have fun, because a lot of people don't even know what I'm talking about. But I did mention John Horse and them. I ain't know what the, who. I said, no, y'all look good. So I took pictures. And let me tell you, some beautiful, I mean, beautiful costumes. I mean, the people, beautiful women. I mean, shit. That's a squad right there. Anyway, long story short, got ready to leave. Show you how fate, divine destiny works. I got to the last Black person I could possibly see leaving the door down the corridor. And I see a sister. I said, so she got feathers on in her hair. I said, okay, she might be a prop. You know how Black folks is. And I started noticing she got on some clothing that looked like their asses up in here. I said, okay. Because the other one had on some African, and, you know, we looking cool and shit. I'm wearing NFL gear and shit. And so I'm saying to myself, gotta be. So I passed her. Some said, no, that's the last Black person. You don't see no more in sight, except at the casinos, of course, where all the Black folks, the players, all of them up in there. I go back, tap on the shoulder, I said, sister, what tribe are you from? She told me. I said, okay. I said, what's your name? She told me, little something. I said, okay. I said, you know, I was told by Chief Warhorse. So once I said Chief Warhorse, bam. Connection started kicking. She's, you know, I'm trying to help T. Warhorse. We do this thing coming up. And please, sister, little feather, I believe. But we can have a hell of a conversation on this, because I'm going to tell you. They danced, did all these war dances you see on the Hollywood script. I mean, very, I mean, articulate. I mean, they was jamming. But like my man, to both say, it was the jabber that I was thinking. But, yeah, thank you for that thread. That was a good one. Got to see some things that was strange. I said to myself, wait a minute. Is this forgotten? Can't be, but I will say this. Black folks, y'all, the Native American Blacks in this country, y'all got to get better. We got to do better. Got to do way better. So I'm going to say till we have this show about the real Native Americans, because it's been documented. I love my brother. I put it on Facebook. Been documented, man. Come on. They got us as the second Egypt. I put it on the dollar bill so you can see it. The pyramids and all that. That's a masterful trick. Now we got what I'm going to call the Super Bowl. We're about to kick it off now. Y'all ready? After I get that, shout out to all that. So hoping Chief Warhorse, we get together, do a wonderful show, because that's the last person I tapped to see if she knew you. And that was a beautiful day. So I felt like that was a connection. Because what I seen, what I gave pictures to y'all that I seen, ain't had not one Wichita, Chickasaw, Saul, any Saul, was not there. Not there at all. Not even a we could at least had a corridor and just show us some pictures. Even if you ain't want to have a person, somebody could have just had something on the Trail of Tears. Something. But it was all about buying and selling. They capitalized everybody. Just like I told the people today, that I told these young children. I did a little test because, you know, I like to have fun. And I told these young kids, I said, that day I did this, I wanted to see what they would pick. If they want socialism or would they want robots and stuff like that. And everybody who was there and seen it should have been videotaped. That's how good this was. And I asked them, I said, such and such teacher, I don't like to name names because I wasn't given permission, but such and such teacher, what would happen if y'all was told next year or two more years, we're going to give you an AI robot? Kids said, oh, no, no. I mean, all of them. No, no. I said, wow. So I had them get their headphones. This going to show you how crazy. They had no idea that robots was this advanced. Now, I don't know what we teach in the school today. But if a kid don't know today about robotics and stuff that's going to be coming into their future, we're doing a disservice. I must say that conclusively. Because when they opened their phone and I asked them, what profession would you want to be? None of them said police. So I said, open your phones. Look up the new police force. Put robot police. They flipped out. Oh, I said, so you showing me that you. Now, gets there, I said, wait a minute. Let me do my last experiment. So I asked them. There was three roles. I asked each role to pretend they was. I told the first row, you were the first people here, and you had everything. Everything was yours. The second row of people, students, I asked them, you knew, and you getting something, but now you about to take over them. How do you think they going to feel? They said, mad. I asked the first one, wouldn't you be mad? They said, yes. I got to the third row. I said, now these two are already mad at each other. Now you coming in. And now you get better stuff than this group in the middle who's getting better stuff than this group in the front. They all agree. Now, this is simple, simple, simple information you can give a kid. It don't take a lot of expeditious words, and we got to articulate all this shit. Y'all are plain fools. A fool should not be able to err in common sense when spoken in common sense language. So I asked the last test out there. I said, you know. Now, all y'all want to be equal. So they start talking about, we all want to be equal. I said, okay, let's all be equal. Now, you a garbage. You a pro athlete. You a doctor. I asked, now, the doctors, the garbage man making the same amount of money as you doctors. They thought, oh, you should have seen their faces. I said, now, would you rather be a doctor that can make money off of your skills and everything immediately? Changed up. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't want, no. We don't want to be, see, capitalism. So I said, first y'all was cool with socialism. When everybody got paid to say, what's cool with it for a minute till they realized, wait a minute. I'm getting paid the same thing. And my job is, you know, not that garbage ain't, you know, see, garbage is important when you explain it properly. Garbage, you need garbage to be taken away because unfortunately, garbage will kill your ass, piled up. Through bacteria, rodents, and all kinds of infestations, you'd be dead within 3 months, most of you. So we got to understand the concept. And today the concept is Operation Kickoff Lockdown. It's already kicked off. By them going to Arizona, they done kicked off the lockdown. Y'all had UFOs, unidentified flying objects, flying over you for days now. Canada got one now. Got to be shot down by NORAD. Got to be shot down. Now, you ain't shoot the one that took all 4,000 miles of airspace. You ain't shoot that one until it got out to South Carolina, Clyburn territory. I said, I'm going to name everybody. Clyburn territory. Clyburn. I mean, not the black man. Clyburn, the one who is like the, I won't even say, he is not no Uncle Tom. He is Sambo. Uncle Tom was a great character if you knew really black history good. But you probably don't. Kids probably think, oh, Tom's a bad guy. That's how you know they don't read shit. Now, goes on, Dallas, all them is working in cahoots. Y'all better pay attention. It's Operation Kickoff Lockdown today. Oh, we about to have a good time. You thought you was going to get away with this one. Oh, no, Black Fool. You about to hear this unless you hang up. That's all you. You still going to experience. Hang up. Who cares? You still going to experience it. I'm going to feel validated when you do. Because it's coming. You just don't see the signs. Don't blame me because I'm warning you. That's why you would have killed Jesus. All you lying, devil, hypocrites, and going to church. You would have killed Jesus yourself. Some nigga came in the neighborhood talking about, hey, you know what? Atlanta about to be taken over, and you about to be wiped out, and you ain't going to have shit soon. Man, get this nigga out. That would have been something. Get this nigga out. You've been telling all kind of crazy shit. But now, it's happened. You don't own a goddamn neighborhood. Not in South Florida. Unless they put you in Miramar and Miami Gardens, which is about to be taken over. So we ain't going to play today because I watched how the Seminoles did us today, yesterday. I was like, wow. So I'm going to be really, really concerned for you today and myself. But all this is happening because your children that you let watch TV cartoons were innocent and fun. Dude came out named J.C. Parson. He don't mind. He has a publication. He said he ain't scared. Expose how Disney is using them through brainwashing your kids with woke offensive nonsense and assist for the sake it is time to fight back. Now let's go there for a minute. Disney don't pay no taxes. All y'all talk about Ron DeSantis and all this bullshit, but now Ron DeSantis coming after Disney. Now you mad. See, that's some of y'all hypocrites, Black folks. I'm going at Black folks first today. Because y'all the ones, the engine behind this shit. You the melanin fuel for behind it. So if you don't know, you the melanin fuel. Who fault is that? Now, here it is. Disney is a Nazi-occupied state in Florida. Common sense could tell you that by now. If you look up the history, which I hope you have by now, you will find out that Operation Paperclip, all them went to Disney. Space program, NASA. Y'all, I mean, this is common 101 knowledge now, as they say in the cult. This 101, baby. You don't know this by now. It's something wrong. You really got to do some catch up. Now, here it is. The scientist caught, told him, y'all got to play by the rules, and we're going to take all your status away. Y'all mad. What kind of fools would be mad at that to get you on talk shows talking about the Nazis and all this shit? So, y'all, you going to pay dearly for being on this radio. It coming to your door. Mark my words. So I'm already warning you. Because, see, they know the people who are talking with sense, and they know the ones who dumb. The dummies are going to be the ones they let stay around. They want them. Because anybody who come out in 90-degree weather, 80-degree weather with a mask on, still believing in Dr. Fauci, I got news for you after this program today. You called me after this program today, tell me how dumb you got to be wearing this shit. That's Operation Paperclip. You know, I mean, I put it up there on the display. The vaccines have always been killers. Always. Always. But I'm going to keep it moving so I can get this, so I'll bring y'all in soon. I got to realize, look at the clock and say, wait a minute, I'm past my time. But I did a 30-minute difference for everybody today, including myself. Now, why the United States is shooting down UFOs, this one is cylindrical. Now, I don't know if it's a deep fake or not. We just did a show called Deep Fake, which Black History is. But this is a real deep fake. They don't know if it's cylindrical means that's alien craft. Now we're talking about alien craft over Canada. Well, they're coming out with everything. So if you believe this, Matrix, that's on you. But if you see what's coming, it's like, come on now. He just let common sense would say 4,000 miles, and you're going to shoot down some shit before you get to Canada, out of Canada now to help Canada? Man, y'all better wake up who owns shit. Okay, so now, it's going to be the debate that we had on this thread, but everybody said, I don't want to debate. Well, it is a debate. It's facts. Somebody got to have some more weight on what's being said than what's, because that ain't making sense, some of the shit we talking. But here it goes. Over us, shoots that down. Y'all play like it ain't no big deal. Are you in the military? No, that don't even make sense. Are you on this line in the military? Say, y'all should be really scratching your head saying, holy shit, the time is here. Y'all already should know. Time has got to be here. Anytime you let you occupy my airspace now, come on, y'all. Stop it. While this is going on, Trudeau of Canada. Look what's going on in Canada, which is so close to Buffalo. That's why y'all had that earthquake. They was testing y'all. Because that water go down in Niagara Falls, woo, it all comes tumbling down on the East Coast. Think about that one, since you want to be so nonchalant while you watch the game today, not realize they just let a whole surveillance plane go 4,000 miles through airspace, ends out of South Carolina, the first. What was they model? First to fight and shit. Ain't that they model? Wonder what that might mean. Anyway, Trudeau threatened provinces' premiers that he will cut off health. Now look what they're going after, health care funding unless they agree to digital ID. This digital ID system will allow government to control every aspect of your life. Now, while you're looking at UFOs, deep fake, and got you worried about somebody who just let 4,000 airspace miles. While this going on, they making big moves on your health. Play me if I'm wrong. Play me. I love it. I hope we win today, y'all. Much love to you, B-Low. Let's hit them squares, baby. Oh, my goodness. I'll be coming up happy as hell. Now, all this is happening while they having HAARP. Now, you heard us talk about it. HAARP been found. They even admitted. Dr. Sakiaki. The Japanese guy came on CBS and said, oh, we can manipulate weather. Now, came on the other day, right after they destroyed Turkey. Now, I don't know if that destroyed all of Turkey, but they destroyed enough for you to get worried and put an earthquake sound over in New York State, near Buffalo, West Seneca, in Canada. We about to get it in here. I hope y'all ready for what we about to put on you today. And you got to wonder, what's up? Now, while all this is going on, they got together and started planning on how many jobs will be eliminated from these disasters. I'm not making this up. They decided that AI will eliminate 85 million jobs by 2025. So even if it is an election, whoever gets in won't be able to stop the rampant unemployment that's going to come on. Can't do it. Now, why are you niggas running around? I'm calling y'all what I know. I ain't got to be ashamed to say that. Y'all say it everywhere. We at places to party, and they playing song with niggas in it. White folks, Spanish folks, nigga, I'm love, love. I'm my nigga, you my nigga. They love it. So y'all going to be niggerized today. For sure, because that's a spell word. I don't know what y'all think it was. That's a spell word. Then you know the scripture said, by word and proverb, that's magic. Meaning that we will use a magic word and you will be spellbound. Oh, I'm going to love this today. And all this y'all been letting happen. Now they going to come up, show you how this working. So you don't think I'm making this up. Facts matter on this program. They already said, prediction came out 2018. They said China going to debut their first AI newscaster. Newscaster now. The U.S. is still in catch-up mode. And 5 years later, the AI newscaster anchor is looking likely to be on board. Yeah, AI news anchors. That means, bye, all you on the news. That's how you first take over. They told you, fake news. We're going to give you fake newscasters. Y'all deserve them, though. The U.S. is still catching up, like we just said. Now, look what they said before I turn this bike loose. This is AI anchors are like in, and it says they will open the rim. See, the anchors will open the rim. What it says, I'm not making this, I couldn't make this up. That will open the realm of AI actors who don't demand $20 million per picture. Stop. I said, what? So all you actors who faked us out with the vaccine, remember, you got to come back to the hood. And once we realize that you and the people have realized that you were an actor and you got replaced by an AI actor, what you think gonna happen to you? How about predicting that? Now they say we go now. Here's the thing: date. You wonder why they was making a hologram. Look, from all y'all information, I just conciced it into one, and it's non-disputable. Bet you can't dispute this. Let's make a bet if you can. I'm about the line. We can put it down. AI art is set up to creatively into obsolete ideology. They say AI art is set up to turn creativity into an obsolete ideology. That means all creativity is being broadened right now. That's why you wonder why JC and them got to sell their magazines. That's why. They've been told, you sell this nigga or else. What you going to do when they going to kill everybody in your family? You going to say, oh, how much am I make? Okay, I guess I can live forever before. What you going to do? You know what you going to do. Don't play dumb on this line. They came after everybody, said, I'm going to kill all your kids and everything else. That's why they selling everything. They got everything now. Title, they took everybody's records. And now you take a couple of blacks they put up in front of us, talking about they going to battle them and shit. Okay, go ahead and battle. Let's see what happens. I'm not saying that you ain't battling white folks. You battling something beyond your comprehension. You might learn about it this morning on the Helios. Now, after they do this, take your ideology and make it, you know, your creativity. They say the music game changed then. It says they will eliminate the cost of instruments, recording studios, and royalties, etc. Machinists and bookkeepers, writers, all gone, gone, gone. Now, why would I, you know, you got to wonder, why would we even can't see the big picture in this? Now, some of those are going to be probably, I don't know, 2025, that's only how many years away? They claim they're going to eliminate. If you live into the next 10 years, you definitely going to say you seeing this. You definitely going to say it. And why do they get away with it? Why? Because you want to remain ignorant.
Biggest challenge to workers in countries like mine today is technology. And the biggest challenge for your new president, when we think about how we're going to employ more people here, is going to be also technology, because artificial intelligence is here and it is accelerating. And you're going to have driverless cars, and you're going to have more and more automated services. And that's going to make the job of giving everybody work that is meaningful tougher. And we're going to have to be more imaginative. And the pace of change is going to require us to do more fundamental reimagining of our social and political arrangements to protect the economic security and the dignity that comes with a job. It's not just money that a job provides. It provides dignity and structure and a sense of place and a sense of purpose. And so we're going to have to consider new ways of thinking about these problems, like a universal income, review of our work week, how we retrain our young people, how we make everybody an entrepreneur at some level. But we're going to have to worry about economics if we want to get democracy back on track.
And then this is for you, Ponce, and I'm going to bring the mics open. For all you who do not realize, the police will be robots. You will be hunted down so easily now because you hate the police.
I never seen nothing like this before in my life.
Now viral videos show, for lack of a better term, a robot dog joining the human members of the NYPD's response to a domestic dispute inside a NYCHA building in Kipps Bay Monday.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. It felt surreal.
344 East 28th Street Tenant Association President Melanie Ocello shot one of those viral videos on her smartphone and compared the scene she witnessed to something out of a dystopian movie.
It scared me.
The NYPD told Fox 5 the 70-pound four-legged robot equipped with cameras, lights, two-way communication, and artificial intelligence, allowing it to move on its own, remained on standby Monday while human officers arrested the suspect and charged him with criminal possession of a weapon.
I think it really speaks to the skewed priorities of their leadership.
Senator Brad Hoyleman, who represents the district where this incident took place, thought deploying the $74,000 robot dog anywhere undermined police community relations, but especially in a public housing complex where residents might already mistrust the police.
They deserve policing that is humane and human.
The NYPD reminds us it's used robots in hostage and hazmat situations for 4+ decades. This marks at least the third time it's deployed one of these robot dogs, a device the department says is still in its test phase.
This allows the police department to function with minimal risk to officers involved, and the tactical value of that is immeasurable.
In February, John Jay College of Criminal Justice professor and 26-year veteran of the NYPD, Keith Taylor, spoke to the potential of this technology. Hoyleman wanted to see the money, time, and energy spent on the robot redirected into efforts to build better trust within the community.
Budgets are a statement of values, and when the NYPD deploys a $75,000 surveillance toy.
I don't understand, like, why?
In Kips Bay, I'm Matt King, Fox 5 News.
Now, I'm about to open the mics. Just for y'all out there who are listening for the first time, we told you for years, that something ain't right in what we've been learning, something ain't right with how we've been living, something ain't just ain't, it just don't add up to my own psyche. And to see that Disney used cartoons. They used cartoons on me. I've been brainwashed. Cartoons were used for the very conception to brainwash us. Very good. Very a great idea. I mean, unbelievable. And so now the robots that use, that's why the police killings are now back up, because they want to bring them out. The investors need them out. They paid a lot of money for this. They want their product out. So they're going to be killing some niggas and some crackers. They already killed the crackers on the cover. Crackers been getting killed. Y'all just don't see the news because y'all don't want to see it. But if you look up white folks getting killed, they knocking them off. They don't need to put them on the news because that's not the communist way. The communist way is to bring hatred, animosity, so they need niggas to play the role. If the niggas married, though, I mean, I just watched some people say some things that made some sense. I'll send it out what I do here. Y'all okay with them killing an innocent 5-year-old little boy with a play gun, black little boy? Y'all didn't make no outcry. Soon as Floyd up there in Minnesota just raped, just almost killed a pregnant woman, y'all made a visual. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm saying this. Here in South Florida, in Miami Gardens, Crump, the civil rights champion or lawyer that they have parading around, which I'm going to go to, I want to see this new law. They made a new law building for Crump in St. Thomas University. I won't get into that. I'm saving it. St. Thomas. I'm going to say it one more time. St. Thomas. What saint? Who is St. Thomas? Better go why they gave him a school. And when we come back to you and everybody out there who's listening, we're going to bring open up the mics. We're getting ready to open up the mics big time for everybody. I'm going to let y'all flow. That's why we're doing it. It's Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. And we're going to enjoy this Sunday for sure. We'll be back in 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Getting everything prepared for you. Barbecue style.
don't wanna be weak.
That's Mason. We love that one, y'all. Let's get it started. Y'all ready for the Super Bowl? Before the Super Bowl, we're going to have our own party. It's all the Helios Business Hour, the Book of the Sun. I'm your host, Dry Bones, and we got everybody coming on today. My brother, hit it. I know. Chi-Town is in the house. Go ahead.
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Love it today.
Man.
Love it.
Bro. When you was talking about the garbage man, we got to think for a minute. What did Martin Luther King go down to Memphis to do?
There you go, sanitation workers. Go ahead.
The sanitation workers.
Yep.
MLK, by the way, comes up to 6. And also, we in the 55th year, once again, of Martin Luther King's assassination. And ironically, going back to the Super Bowl, since today's Super Bowl Sunday, the first Super Bowl was played January 15th, 1967. January 15th is Martin Luther King's birthday. And by the way, the first team that played in the Super Bowl was the Kansas City Chiefs and the Green Bay Packers.
There you go. Yep.
Now,
Lamar Hunt, the financier.
Funded Nation of Islam and KKK, by the way.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And by number, KKK comes up to 9. And you played that song, Public Enemy, by the time I get to Arizona.
Well, yeah.
Now, ironically.
Y'all requested it. I love that song. Go ahead.
Exactly. And also remember Isaac Hayes, who's from Tennessee, by the way, did a song called By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Right. Sure did. Yes, he did.
And and with interesting, Public Enemy, Public Enemy comes up to 35. Now, 35, what is that connected with? What was the biggest trade? There was a trade this week in the NBA that kind of negated the Super Bowl thing, because once the trade was made, they stopped talking about football. They went straight to the NBA. Kevin Durant.
Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. They talked about that just as much as football. Go ahead. Yep.
Right. But now I'm going to focus on Kevin Durant. Well, people, why you focus on Kevin Durant? He got traded to the Phoenix Suns.
Mm.
And he's going to be wearing number 35.
Mm. Check that out. Can't make this up.
You can't make this up. And then something else happened this week that had a lot of people distracted. The Grammys.
Yeah.
And by number, that comes up to a number 23. You were talking about Disney. Disney comes up to 23, which is the 5. Now, what if I told y'all today, February 12th, it's Thanos' birthday. Well, who the fuck is Thanos? Thanos was like the main villain in the last two Disney.
That's right. Disney.
Marvel comes up to 19.
Avengers.
Movies.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Infinity War, 42, which is the 6. And Endgame, which was 24, that comes up to the 6. Well, what did Thanos do? Well, the actor is Josh Brolin, by the way. Today is his birthday, ironic, which ain't no accident. Basically, he took the 6 Infinity Stones and wiped out half of humanity. And think about that. With Marvel being 19 and COVID being 19.
Ain't that so?
While all this other shit is going on, we still got people dropping dead from them COVID vaccine shots, which ain't nobody talking about hardly.
Yeah. They've been bound, man. It's called being bound. They've been bound.
Right,
and,
right.
Yeah, they cannot talk. Yeah, that's why, because they took that. Oh, now let's go with that, because we watched some of the Grammy. I love the 50 years of hip hop. That was, but I couldn't get, after they got my favorite lyric out the way, it was over. So these loops and shit. So my thing is, I looked at how it went. They had Jay-Z and all them, and Lil Wayne and DJ Khaled all at the table, like the Feast of Jesus. Now, I'm telling y'all, they don't do nothing without occult ramifications. And they actually had the song God Did. What God? I told you, we're going to do something. I told you, we're going to play it for y'all today. What God they talking about? They're at the table. Go ahead. Keep it going. I want y'all to keep it going. I can bring everybody
right.
to the top. Go ahead. Go ahead.
And since you mentioned Jesus, make sure I spell this right. Jesus or Jesus comes up to 27. Well, guess what else comes up to 27 related to the Super Bowl? Glendale. As in Glendale, Arizona, that's where the Super Bowl is going to be at. Today.
Glendale.
Now,
wow.
Another 27. Memphis, another 27. Chicago. Well, guess what? The Chicago Bears, which comes up to a 46, won Super Bowl 20 by the score 46-10. Beating the New England Patriots. What was the Chicago Bears, that particular team, born in for? Their famous 46 defense. And by the
right.
way, they went 15-1 that season. Well, hell, who did they lose to? The Miami
right.
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Yeah.
They're the only team in NFL history that went through a whole season undefeated and went to a Super Bowl. By the
yep.
way, their quarterback on that undefeated season was
Bob Greasy.
Well, guess
Bob
what?
Greasy.
He wore the number 12, which is the 3, and his birthday, he just had a birthday, was February 3rd. That's all under the sign. We're all under the sign of Aquarius.
Aquarius.
Now, since we're still dealing with the Super Bowl, now the Chicago Bears was in another Super Bowl, Super Bowl 41, which is a 5. Now, they lost to the Indianapolis Colts. But now the key thing, going back to the number 23, what player was the first player to score in the Super Bowl as soon as the game started? Number 23, Devin Hester. Where did he play at? University of Miami. What was the significance of that Super Bowl? First time in Super Bowl history, two African-American black quarterbacks faced each other, Dungy and Lovie Smith.
Right.
Now,
I remember that
you
game.
Talked
yep.
about Oklahoma with the little event you went to.
Yeah.
Now, what does Oklahoma have to do with today's Super Bowl? Well, ironically, the brother that plays for the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts, he played at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma Sooners is a 45.
Yeah.
Chicago Bulls is a 45, but that's a whole nother thing. Now.
Yeah.
We can't – now, when we're talking about Disney is under the banner of BlackRock. And BlackRock comes up to a number 24, which is 6 also.
Mm-hmm.
They got a lot of people's investments tied up with this whole new Green Deal and ESG, whatever. Now, since we're talking about BlackRock, which is the 6, 24 and a 6, ironically, football equals a 24 and a 6. But now, check this out. You mentioned AI. That's a 6. ABC is under them, which is under ESPN and Disney. ABC is a 6. ESPN is a 15. Ironically, Patrick Mahomes' number, 15, Kansas City Chiefs. That comes up to the 6. TNT is a 15. That also comes up to the 6. You talked about CBS. That's 11. PBS, that's 11. Canada, that's 11. You talked about the police beats and everything. NWA, that's a 6. The song, Fuck the Police, it comes up to a 56, which equals 11. Talked about their insurance.
That 11 is wrong. We're back on that 11 again. Now, that's what I tell people. They got meanings. Go ahead, finish up.
And now, since we're still on the 6, today is also Bill Russell's birthday.
Oh, yes.
He wore the number 6.
Wow.
What else happened in the NBA that week? It was a particular record broken by a particular player. He broke Kareem Abdul's scoring record.
King James.
Where's the number 6?
That's right.
Now, what did he have? And what did he have in common with Philadelphia? Well, before he got there, the Lakers had another player by the name of Kobe Bryant. He wore the number 24. That's the number 6. And where Kobe Bryant is from, he's from Philly. and who was another one of the greatest all-time basketball players that played for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Dr. J. Dr. J, baby.
He wore the number six. And one more thing tied up with this whole Disney thing. There's a movie called Ant-Man Quantumania that's coming out on the 17th, in fact, next week. Now, in this new phase, phase five, Marvel's going to have a new villain. He's black. His name is Kang, which is the one that comes up to three, but his actual name is Jonathan Majors, which is a 42 that comes up to a number six. One of the movies that launched his Hollywood career is called The Last Black Man in San Francisco.
Hold on.
No, you can't make this shit.
Hold on. Did you say The Last Black Man in San Francisco?
Yes.
Okay, I have so many jokes for that. I got so many jokes for that one. I already know what he about to do. Oh, hell no. Anyway, thank you, man. Hey, we'll be back with you. Hey, I'm giving all y'all this Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah, we about to lay it out here for you. That is like Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, where you at? Because that's Wednesday night right there. That's a whole. Y'all should have did a Wednesday night before the Super Bowl money game, had them playing them numbers. Because them numbers real, y'all just heard. Them some real numbers. How could that even be? And you know Kobe Bryant. Who was he fighting, y'all? Big Pharma.
Pharma, yes.
Big Pharma. And all of a sudden, the plane, the helicopter goes down in distress. And they played the ritual on.
And by the way, where was the Grammys held at this week? In Los Angeles.
Yeah, Los Angeles. Pretty much, mainly always. But, yeah, Los Angeles. As always. Man, Los Angeles has a lot of City of Angels. Now, what angels? See, that's the key word right there. City of Angels is like a revelational term because it says he brought down a third of the angels. Now, everything California legislation is doing, y'all better pay attention to it. I don't care if you don't live there or not. Ask yourself, would you want to go through what they say and they want to do? Well, y'all pay it. We got 3364, Brother West on the line, the west side of what's happening. What's happening?
Hey, Yahoo, man. Hey, look at here, man. Y'all talking about the Super Bowl. Move that beat, man. We looking at the Superb Owl, man. Superb Owl.
Right.
Super Bowl. Superb Owl, man. You know, everybody watching it. I've seen that.
I see you wrote that. Get close to your phone so they can hear you.
Y'all hear me now?
Yeah, good. Yeah, I want no distractions. Go ahead, jump.
But check this out. Y'all talking about the numbers, man. Okay, what is Skull and Bones number, man? What's Skull and Bones number?
322.
321. One. Yeah, 322. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So what year we in, man? 2023. Take that damn zero out, man. And flip it around. We in 2023. That's 322. So everything we see is shit manufactured, man. So that's the main thing I say. This shit, we in 320 Skull and Bones year, man. Okay, that's the next significant year after our 2020. Then we in the Skull and Bones right now. So everything is manufactured, man. So there's some good bullshit-ology going on. And that shit talking about they shot down something. I ain't seen nothing they shot down, not even a bird, man. Y'all seen that thing I sent y'all when them birds was dropping in Mexico. Y'all saw that one, man? Where all them birds dropped out the sky, man. Man, there's some good bullshit-ology going on. And the Grammys, man, you right. They was fucking around with the Last Supper, man. And then you ain't hear none of them hip-hop artists say what? See, I listen to what they don't say. Now one of them niggas say, stop the violence in the hood, put the gun down, right?
Not one.
In the day when they first came out, not one, man.
Not one.
Not now one of them.
Not
so
now
right
one.
Then and there, them fucking niggas all bought, man. Okay, yeah. Even damn Quavo and the other dude, Offset, supposed to be fighting backstage, and Cardi B supposed to be the referee, man. There's some bullshit going on right now,
man. Yeah, I've seen that,
right,
too. Yeah, I'm glad you said that because you've been saying you've been saying that that was crazy. I thought that had to be made up. But go ahead, keep it rolling. You still got time. Go ahead.
We just in the middle of some bullshit, man. I just leave it like that, man. This is the greatest bullshit known to mankind, man. Right now.
Yeah,
man.
It is, man. It really is. Now hold on. You see the bullshit we talked about yesterday? I sent you. I sent you the pictures.
Yeah.
I sent you the pictures. And your ass had me cracking up.
I'm glad you went to that bullshit, man. You should have flipped over them damn tables, man.
And somebody said that they were actually Mexicans, and Mexican comes up to 19. We keep talking about Oklahoma. We made a connection with the Super Bowl, but guess what? The night LeBron James broke the scoring record, guess who they were playing? The Oklahoma City Thunder. Come on.
Hey, Jerry, one more thing, man. I saw a basketball game on HBCU, Virginia Union, playing somebody, and it was a brother running up and down the court with a fucking mask on, man. I was waiting for dude to ball out, man. What the fuck is that, man? He playing basketball with a fucking mask on, running up and down the damn court.
Hey,
I'm ready for the fall out, man.
They got to be paid, but hold on, mute yourself. Hold on, mute yourself, Scott. I want too much echo because it's got two lines over. Let me get these sisters just mute. Don't touch stuff. I ain't mute. I am not muting y'all. Y'all just mute. 9927. Go ahead. Let me hear from you, sister. It's unreal what's going on. 9927.
I got it going on today. Yo, I want to let the world know that you are being drained. I'm cooking, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm cooking mom something to eat. And
nah,
the patent number
Super Bowl.
Is US.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
U.S. Ready for the patent, y'all? Because y'all battery. U.S. 675. You need the pencils. Write this down. U.S. 675-4472. The letter B, 1.
Is what? Tell me what it is.
Oh,
what
you're
is
a battery. You're a battery.
A battery.
I just told you. Transmitting power, the method of a purchase for
That's
transmitting
deep.
Power and data using
Someone.
The human body.
Looked at it. I think now, Wes, I'm going to let Wes back in a minute, but don't, hold on, Wes. You did a patent, too. I want you to explain yours going along with her. Now, ain't that amazing, sister? Go ahead. You've been saying this a long time.
No, ain't a bad thing.
That's a prophetic thing. So you better be glad you're able to see something that was going to be in your mind to be made crazy, but actually manifest itself. What I
yeah,
mean,
I was made crazy. Yeah, that's for sure.
Now, what about the space thing you've seen? Because you remember you said hit on that a little bit. Hit on that a little bit. Tell me what you think. What you found out, and I found out with you. Go ahead.
Balloons, or which one were we talking about?
Balloons.
On
like,
the
like,
fake
like,
alien
like,
attack?
Do the fake alien attack.
Oh, yeah, the fake aliens, y'all, they've been doing that for a while. So Project Blue Dream and the other project agendas that they have out there,
out there for everybody
to be distracted by, because the actual beings are – that our alien is ruling over you. I just don't understand how you not know that the people ruling over you are freaking not like you, and that they're going to make fake alien attacks. But people that are like you are actually trying to help you, and they do have technology that exists, and they do ride up on ships, and they also ride up on the sun. So it's a lot of stuff that we're not...
Sun. Phoenix Sun, Arizona. Now, this the house of the sun, y'all. Y'all don't realize Arizona, they got pyramids.
You want to
Sun Devils, Arizona State.
Hey, put yourself on mute, man. You got your mama. I'm so lovely.
Tell your mama I said what's happened.
You know.
I will. I'm sorry.
All right. All right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Just mute yourself. I'll put you back in. Just mute yourself. So I said what happened. I ain't seen her in a minute. Now, I'm going to take some more calls because this is going to be, I told you, we ain't playing with you today. It's going to get hot. Sun Devils, Phoenix Suns, this is a house of worship game. I told you it's called Operation Lockdown. Y'all just said it just by the calls y'all just heard, the bones y'all just heard, said Skull and Bones, 322. Later on, I didn't tell you that I had the house, I go by the house. That's why I asked the brother, what house you from? See, that's a occult term. What house you from? Y'all who know what I'm talking about, they will respond. And then you figure out, okay. Yeah, okay. But these houses I'm about to go into in the latter part of the program, these are the real houses. One of y'all who listening now, y'all better look it up for clerical information. It is the Sephardic Rabbinical Beulah family. Look it up before we go further so y'all can be prepared for what y'all gonna see happening today. Let me go into the moral callers. 1300, we about to get even hotter. We ain't playing with you today.
Yes sir. But great show. I cleaned all my fish up, so we got everything seasoned up and ready to go.
clean, bro.
Hey man, but yeah man, that's info about the seminoles that you gave earlier at the beginning of the show. But I wanted to talk about, has anybody heard about what the IRS is doing?
Go ahead, tell them.
The IRS is trying to encourage people to not file yet because of various reasons. So I just wanted to put that out there, y'all.
Right.
They're not ready to file your income tax because I think what it is, family, and I sent you those articles, too, about that Nigerian currency. And also I sent you, family, this is a collapse. I don't care what they say. And just like Blood Drop On said, they're trying to distract you and take your mind into different areas so
right.
that they can deflect your mindset or deflect your vision from going on what's right in front of you. So,
right.
yeah, it's a sleight of hands is what's going on. But make sure y'all pay attention and get prepared for the economic impact of the globe. This thing is global. I'm telling you, the banks are right now trying to digitize all the currencies because family,
right.
they are out of money. You got earthquakes. They're trying to create whatever distractions they can create to try to slip this thing in on your family because there's no way they're going to be able to implement this whole economic shift unless they respect gold and silver. There's no
right.
way out.
No way
There's
out.
No way out of it. You
Thank
cannot
you.
Digitize a currency and create a GDP. It doesn't work that way. That goes against the logic. That just defies all odds of logic.
That's right.
So just want to put that out there, bro. But y'all check out that the IRS. Y'all go check that out. There, a lot of articles are out there floating around that they're trying to discourage people from filing taxes.
Now, let's go there.
Don't have it.
Now, you ain't go. No, I'm going to keep you on the line for a minute. You're going to have to do some more analysis on this one. Now, we've been watching. You've been watching. It's been an announcement, everybody. We did a show called Crypto. They say St. Valentine's Day Massacre, which I don't know what that really means. I know you don't. Ain't no way you will be doing what you're doing, giving all this money up for some, you think it's sex. I know you do, but it's all about the money. They say it's going to be the St. Valentine's Massacre coming up when they're going to have to massacre themselves into a new being. Now, that's what I think is macabre. I'll tell you, they did with the macabre. That's key words. Look up macabre. It's going to all come to you by the end of this program. Now, let's go with the money game. They got to slice and dice it. Crypto is under control after this collapse, for sure. There's no way they can let crypto go outrageous. What's your thoughts on that? You still with us? Blake, man.
Give me that question one more time,
What you see what happening with crypto, because they got to take control over it. If they're going to have any type of hopes with going with the fallacy of not gold and silver, they're going to have to come up with another fallacy, which would be crypto in some form or fashion. What's your thoughts on how they're going to be able to introduce that to the people under calamity, under the strength of...
Well, they'll be able to introduce that through the Federal Reserve currency. I know everybody's heard about the CBDC. That's the central bank digital currency. If not, you probably want to go and inform yourself a little bit better on that shift of what's taking place. But they've been doing it. They got Zelle. Do you know Wells Fargo and all of them are the people that's behind Zelle and all these money apps, Cash App?
That's right. That's right.
You're not hiding anything from the government, bro. The corporations are working directly. That's why they're not getting pissed when all these investors and all these big-time investment bureaus and different hedge fund companies, they just slap them on the wrist whenever they, violate the law. And because the banks own the government. They own your politicians. So
it's
like, it's like letting the bulldog guard the hamburger.
Now, let's go with this. Because now we're looking at almost a cult-level philosophy of a divine entity being able to transform itself into light and darkness, and then come down on earth. This is what they really preach, is supposed to be preaching, and become a god in some form of fashion through control. They got to control something, so no better way but to control. Now, the sister just said we batteries through a patent. The question, y'all, look who owns that patent and the investors. That's how you know how far it's getting. Now they're getting us to invest on easy on your phone now. You can invest on your phone. Don't y'all think that's kind of a trick? I thought to myself, damn, they making it, well, we can go on to New York Stock Exchange with our phones now, and we're supposed to get round-the-clock readings. Now, these are speculation, man. They're going to do the same thing they did in the olden days with Napoleon, speculate, make the market go up high. We all invested. Then they're going to bust that shit. We broke as hell, but they come out rich. Okay.
And see, you're absolutely right, Gavon. So when they put the digital currency into place, you are an economic slave now, because they can do you like they did the truckers in Canada when the truckers were protesting and blocking all the bridges coming into Buffalo between Canada. You remember that? They literally shut these folks' bank accounts down.
Down.
So they couldn't even survive anymore if they did not, civil disobedience, they cut it out. They're censoring you, family. If you don't have some type of outrage right now with all this censoring that's going on, all they're doing is setting the stage, because once they completely digitize the currency and get the paper currency, the fiat currency, is going to fail. It's inevitable. Now, we just
played Obama. Now, I'm in Black History mode still. We just played Obama telling you the truth about what's going to take place. But y'all want this. This is what I'm trying to get y'all to see. See, you can't complain if you voting for it. Your voltage. Vote means voltage, y'all. God damn. They know you batteries. That's how I know you can't figure this out. Why you think you do what you do? We Voltrons. Everything got to be energy for us, otherwise we die off. That's why
perfect slaves.
Poor...
If you don't ask questions and you just go along with it, you're a perfect slave.
Come on, y'all. This got to be one-on-one knowledge only on the Super Bowl special. We're going to give it out. After this, got to start reading. Let me get some more callers. More callers. I got to hear this. We got 5045. Welcome to the Helios Heat, baby. It's about to get hot on that barbecue, Stein.
Everybody, that voice, can you hear me?
I hear you, man. Go right ahead, always.
Okay. Come back to me. I just came late. I'm on another call. Come back to me.
All right. Just mute yourself. That's it. Come on, yeah. I'll hit you back.
Hey, Bravo, right. Could I drop something on you real quick?
Please. Go ahead.
Arizona comes up to 7. 3-2-3-2-2 comes up to 7. Digital currency comes up to 7. And house comes up to 7.
Mm. Everything we say comes into new apps. Man, you can't even get no better. I'm so loving it. It's better than anything you can do today for the Super Bowl. It's going to get – now, I told y'all.
Comes up to 7, by the way.
Vote. Yeah, you vote. That's why you vote, because you vote, Tron. They need you to vote. But if you vote stupid, that means you eat – I'm not even going to go there. But anyway, y'all ready for this? Because I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to the day. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Oh, what? Now, vote, V-O-T-E, comes up to 19. Vote, V-O-L-T, comes up to 7. But vote, COVID,
19
Marvel,
now.
All
19.
Comes up to 19.
19, yeah. That's not a bad thing. Still ends up being infant because that 1 and 0, dog, it don't equate to 1
that's
and 0.
That's the binary code,
yes. Yeah, that's binary code. So right there, to tell
you, 1
and 9
is AI, man.
Yes, right.
1 and 9
right.
AI.
Yeah, AI. Now, vote. And get you to use your energy to agenda that y'all just said, a gene. Agenda means a gene. You go into a gene level of going toward that thing. And then that thing becomes a cancer to you once you find out it ain't the right neutrons. I'm going to go cosmic cartoon on your ass. See, I knew I was just going to, this day was coming. I said, hell, even though these cartoons good. I said, this is some weird shit. They want us to look at space, Prince, planet, all this shit we looked up. Then I go into the occult world. Military is a cult, too. Military is a cult. Religion is a cult. I mean, culture. You be cultivized or cultivated. That's all it means. But this is what our people is into right now. Unfortunately, they don't know it. Somehow, I don't understand it, how you can give your whole birthright away, make up in your mind that ships exist that never did it. Can you imagine? Now, I'm going to break the fallacy with a fairy tale. Can you imagine the size of the ships in order to bring over that many Africans? I think about that for just a couple seconds. You know how much... If that type of cargo was being able to ship at that time, let's just take a cartoon effect to that. The ships must not have been regular ships. If you just even want to go on that fallacy. Can't be across the ocean unless they got a sub, unless they captain, Nemo and shit, they got all the underground submarines that was taken. You can't get that many people over at this particular time that fast without some type of technology that y'all trying. And then why aren't these ships ever found? Are the amount of ships and cargo necessary to bring that many people over and shipwrecks jumping off? Why ain't Jacques Cousteau looking for that motherfucking type of ships? All that gold that supposed to have been lost over the sea storms, ain't nobody looking for that. Y'all never thought about that. That's how I'm going to break this up today. Think about that one. The ships that y'all claiming had 100 million, I'm still in Black History Month, 100 million people, y'all say. And all y'all taught me that every seminar. I said, well, goddamn, 100 million people. What kind of ships was these? After you get old, you said, wait a minute, what kind of, it can't be no Captain Hook ship. Hell no. Hell no. That's impossible. So today I'm asking y'all the question for y'all going to Operation Super Bowl Lockdown. All of us. They're getting us on not thinking, believing fantasies, That don't even make sense. Then I go and read in their own black history that we got that would never get brought up. Never gets brought up at all. It's like, oh, we're going to just forget about this whole part right here. So how the hell the United States at the time of they bringing us all over here have a law where they don't want no more Africans? It's in the Constitution. It's in laws. We don't. That's where immigration came from. Man, we don't need no more. We don't need no more black people. We got enough right here. Y'all never even said, well, who was enough right here? Could we look at the law for that? If y'all want to break some laws and shit and find and go to and get Dr. Crump and all these lexicon individuals running around as our lawyers. Why are we say, wait a minute, why would you put a law in halting Africans from coming to them? And it was early in the game. They were like, hell, we don't need no, hell, we got enough. We try to get these niggas here under control. We don't need no more. Send them down further. And that's why all that downwind shit is where we get the craziness from on that parallel line that comes straight across from Brazil to Africa. That's where they're all at, mainly. Now, let's go with the fact. Now, if this Native American thing was there, what better way to get you to hate your own land? That's almost the most easy. There's no other way. Tell me, military, y'all listening, what better way to get people to go against themselves? You got to somehow get these people to hate the land that they actually owned. That's ingenious if you're able to do that. Well, here is the plan.
It's a psyop.
Yeah, told to you by your own black people that y'all claim y'all know black history about, I guess. I don't know. But here, let me give it to you with the facts. This is factual.
The communist plan for the conquest of the United States was explained to the American comrades by Moscow's agent, Joseph Pogani. Pogani was sent to this country by Stalin for the specific purpose of laying the groundwork for the agitation that would eventually develop into a Negro revolutionary movement. American Negro Problems was published in 1928 by Joseph Pogani using the alias John Pepper and carried the official communist line for America.
The Workers' Communist Party of America, in its fight against imperialism, must recognize clearly the tremendous revolutionary possibilities of the liberation movement of the Negro people. The Black Belt of the South, with its starving and pauperized Negro farmers and Negro agricultural working masses, with its Jim Crowism, its semi-feudal status, and its political system still bearing the earmarks of the period of slavery, constitutes virtually a colony within the body of the United States of America. The Workers' Communist Party of America puts forward correctly as its central slogan, abolition of the whole system of race discrimination, full racial, social, and political equality for the Negro people. But it is necessary to supplement the struggle for the full racial, social, and political equality of the Negroes with a struggle for their right of national self-determination. Self-determination means the right to establish their own state, to erect their own government if they choose to do so. The Negro communists should emphasize in their propaganda the establishment of a Negro Soviet Republic.
In 1934, the communist writers James W. Ford and James S. Allen further defined the Soviet Negro Republic.
The actual extent of this new republic would in all probability be approximately the present area in which the Negroes constitute the majority of the population. In other words, it would be approximately the present plantation area. It would be certain to include such cities as Richmond and Norfolk, Virginia, Columbia and Charleston, South Carolina, Atlanta, Augusta, Savannah, and Macon, Georgia, Montgomery, Alabama, New Orleans and Shreveport, Louisiana, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee.
These cities and the cities which lie within their spheres of influence became known in communist writings as the Black Belt of the South and were to constitute the nucleus of a future Soviet republic. At the National Convention of the American Communist Party, held in New York City in June of 1940, James Ford, the Communist Party candidate for the vice presidency of the United States, said,
"For the Negro in the South, my people, the Negro people of America, have in the Communist Party their best defender, the unfailing champion of their cause. I accept this nomination for vice president of the United States."
By this time, the communist champions of the Negro race had hidden the revolutionary ideas and slogans for a Soviet Negro Republic behind the humanitarian banners of jobs, security, civil rights, and peace. These humanistic issues were to provide the friction necessary to divide the American people and lay the groundwork for revolution.
I am Leonard Patterson. When I was a young man, only 23 years old, I joined the Communist Party. I was a member of the National Executive Committee of the American Young Communist League. In 1930, I was the official communist candidate for election to New York State Assembly. I knew Gus Hall and other top-ranking American communists very well because I trained with them at the Lenin University in Moscow. I joined the party because I honestly thought the communists were trying to help American Negroes. I broke away from the party when it became clear to me what the communists were really up to, was to use the Negro people in this country as cannon fodder in a violent and bloody revolution aimed at the establishment of the American Soviet dictatorship. It was that simple, and it is still that simple today. Make no mistake about it. What is happening in the United States right now, under the banner of civil rights, is exactly what has happened in China, in Cuba, in Algeria, and many other places around the world.
I'm Julia Brown. For 9 years, I was a member of the Communist Party, serving as an undercover agent for the FBI. During that time, I learned that the communist conspiracy had been planning and working for years to bring violent revolution to America. It was to be a communist revolution, but the great majority of the American people would not be allowed to realize that until it had already happened. If all goes according to the communist blueprint, Americans will believe that the chaos and violence has something to do with civil rights. Our enemies were quick to find our weakest point for their attack. They knew that racial differences could provide them with an excellent wedge to divide our people. Their strategy simply has been to keep hammering on that wedge, to drive it deeper into our social structure, to open all wounds that have long since healed, and deliberately to create new ones wherever they can.
Now, for those of you in the occult world, that's the scripture. And that deadly wound was healed. They, you see what she said? She's going to drive a wedge into the wound. They don't want it to be healed. They want to keep it to go into a death state. And this is what they're heading into.
But that's
today.
The thing now. You made me, when you played that clip, I'm thinking about, okay, who was the people behind funding this? Rothschild?
Right.
Council
right.
Foreign Relations pushing
right.
this, UN, NATO.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the
mm-hmm.
way, Jalen Hurts, he finished his last year at Oklahoma, but guess where he first played his first 3 years of ball at?
Alabama.
They got a rookie receiver on the team from the University of
Alabama. But you heard that tape gave me the whole – I mean, I'm trying to tell you, it's a whole demographic.
Memphis,
that's
Martin Luther King,
yeah.
the beating with Tyree, it connects.
Yeah. It's all – every city is in this belt, this so-called black –
Oh, Eddie said bring him in, 5298, by the way, when you get a chance.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, that bitch say she undercover for the FBI, man. She traded one devil group for another, man.
Well, think about what she said.
So that right devil got me.
Think about it. Now, she told you the same espionage they used then, they use it now. What's the main people
right.
now doing?
Damn, the great retail.
The great. The same people. Okay, 5298, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. We got you. There you go, man. Yeah, man. Hey, you better get on this number game because Brother D rolling, man. Yeah, go ahead. Brother Eddie, what's up? Wednesday nights always. What's happening?
Greetings, family. Much love.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
again, Brother D, much ups because he's taking what I've shown and he's going
yeah.
to the next level. So I love
that's
it, man, because
he's
supposed to
it.
Do
it.
That's
right.
That's the next generation. He's
yeah, come on, Boogie Nights in the basement. Quit bullshit.
yep.
Right, quick. I'm adding on to the two, to that 11 that people have been jumping on. The family's been jumping on. So dealing with that two, real quick. When the sister came in and said, "We all batteries," I've been saying that for years. But
mm-hmm.
number of battery comes to 29. 2 + 9 is that 11. The two. People come to 20, y'all. That's the two. The people have always been the battery. But see, it's because that lie called believe. Believe is 29, which is the two, which is the illusion. Illusion is 29, which is the two. Because of a mindset. Mindset is 29, which is the two. Dealing with communication. Communication is 38, the two.
Mm-hmm.
By way of the damn cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Cell is 12, phone is 17. 12 plus 17, 29. And it's all dealing with us being a damn consumer. Consumer is 29,
mm-hmm.
the two. To give them damn money. See, at the end of the day, the battery, that's the people, are the money. Money is 11, which is the two. And by the way, the new money, as you said, is the damn Cash App. Cash is 16, app is 13. That's another 29, the two. So black people, black is 11. You better wake up because we're seeing the games. Games plural is 20, which is the two. So we got to start seeing this shit. Seen, by the way, is 29, which is
mm-hmm.
the two.
Mm.
With that, I'm a two my way on out and take notes in.
Oh, there you go. That's 9 o'clock, y'all, Wednesday night. That's it. Hey, man, I'm telling you, you brought a reverence to the people paying attention to these numbers, man. I'm telling you, because at the beginning, it make you see everything you look at. You say, okay, that's that number. It's like it pops up, and it's like a mathematical equation to this matrix that we in. It's like a wonderful thing. So, like I say, we appreciate you always, man. 9 o'clock, you know, you got a house right here. Hey, whatever you need, call me. If you need more, let me know. Antoinette, much love. Hope everything well with you. All of you out there. Yes. 9 o'clock, y'all. Wednesday night. Please. Do what you
said
do.
This, Dry Bones. You said it's 101. We,
yeah,
it's the beginning 101. Stage. 101
yeah.
is 11, y'all.
That's
the
motherfucker,
too.
That's why I was
and there's also an interstate in Arizona, by the way.
101. Hey. It's the elementary right here. Y'all got to go. I mean, we had another level. Hey, just 101 knowledge right now. Shit, but hey, we taking it to another level because I guess, you know, we got to go past that 12, y'all. And again, it's all about them using astrology. That's why the Three Wise Men Parade, all that y'all do down here, and Coyocho and all that. Coyocho's 8. The magic is transcendent to all continents, y'all. This shit has never stopped. And some nations are coming in because they've been told they can. See, this is the Wizard of Oz here. They fall on the Yellow Brick Road. Everybody coming here. The Yellow Brick Road is full. It's getting more and more and more. But Dorothy got to click the shoes three times. I told you in the movie, the movie ain't real. The movie, the real book by Frank Brom and them over in Bavaria. The shoes were silver. But when they got to Hollywood, Hollywood said, we can't make them silver because, we couldn't show them good. So they made them red. And that's where the whole story gets into the macabre, because if it was silver, since she fall on the Yellow Brick Road, that's gold. Silver is her shoes. The God's money is gold and silver. Now, the God's money is gold and silver. Why? Because they was eating it. In the beginning day, when we was doing these shows, we started going, people were going to Egypt, and they started talking all this stuff about Egypt and everything. Man, these nations, some of these nations was able to digest gold and food, everything. Silver is alkaline. So I don't know what they was that was able to consume great amounts of. We have no idea. All we
and
do
silver,
know.
If you take colloidal silver, it's supposed to be good for bacterial infections and gold, atomic gold in liquid form. It raises your frequency and your vibration.
Right. Correct. Now I don't know what's able to – I don't know right now I can say, because, again, the food has been hijacked at a high level now. Now here's where it gets deep for all y'all out there listening. Now these people who got the money, the groups – they've been being taught, if y'all look at architecture, I don't know if y'all do or not, but I do. I may can't afford all of it, but I sure look to see what they're trying to do. When you can build houses into mountains with elevator systems, coming from the bottom so you can get to your conclave, they call for those who are preparing. Preparing for what? Is the question. Is the question. I'm going to tell you what you should prepare for. I'm going to stay in history today before I take any more calls. I got one more coming. It's going to play a few minutes of this. See, I told you, I went there so I can show the people that something ain't right. I just went there. This is 2023. I went to see it myself. Found out that beautiful people. Don't get me wrong, but I got to be a hidden history. And here it is. One of them.
It's hard to imagine that Hollywood hasn't jumped all over this. You would think it would be box office gold, because it's part Spartacus and part Braveheart and part Amistad and part Glory, with a little bit of Dances with Wolves thrown in. A story decades long of oppression and freedom fighting. I don't understand why there hasn't been more attention to John Horse and the Black Seminoles, but hopefully we can correct this. John Horse and the Black Seminoles deserve to be remembered for a number of reasons. They created the largest haven in the U.S. South for runaway slaves. They led the largest slave revolt in U.S. history. They secured the only emancipation of rebellious slaves prior to the U.S. Civil War, and they formed the largest mass exodus of slaves across the United States, moving from the Florida Everglades through Indian Territory, what would become Oklahoma, eventually locating in Mexico, where they secured title to their own land. It's a remarkable story. It's overlooked not just by filmmakers. It's not well known in popular culture. And in fact, it's been overlooked by historians of slavery, if you can believe it. In the early 18th century, two groups in particular, fled the colonial South into Spanish Florida, into the Everglades. One of these groups were Seminoles, who were migrating from the various colonies, just trying to avoid white encroachment, basically, trying to move someplace that white colonists weren't. And the other group was runaway slaves, people who were fleeing and trying to create a free life for themselves. Both were welcome in Florida. And in fact, the Spanish crown offered runaway slaves their freedom if they would defend the land for the crown, for the Spanish. So a mixed society emerged in the Everglades of intermarriage, family intermingling between these runaway slaves and the Seminoles. And in fact, the first legally sanctioned black free town in the North American continent was in the Spanish Florida Everglades. After the American Revolution, people living in the southern states didn't really like living that close to a large armed population of former slaves, particularly when they were in league with the local Native American nation, the large armed group of free Seminoles. And they knew that their own slaves felt free to run away and be harbored by this group. They knew that they were welcomed. And so from George Washington's administration on, there was questions of what do we do about the problem of the Florida Everglades. In 1818, this was James Monroe's administration, General Andrew Jackson actually moved into Florida, invaded it, not authorized to do so. He was actually pursuing justice against those who'd attacked Fort Scott in Georgia, but he did it anyway. He went into Florida and claimed it for the United States. When he seized the peninsula, he took the opportunity to execute some of the people who opposed him and also to clean out some of the areas of former slaves and Seminoles because he felt that this would make it better for annexation. The United States then soon actually bought Florida from the Spanish. When Jackson became president, he decided to make sure that the black Seminole communities were moved out by force. So he pursued this in his policy, his larger policy of Indian removal. This led to the Second Seminole War, which was 1835 to 1842, and became the largest and costliest of the so-called Indian Wars. Because the two communities were tied together, that is, the former slaves and the Seminoles, when the Seminoles were attacked in the Seminole War, this led to an uprising of the former slaves. In April of 1836, black Seminoles and their Indian allies moved together to create what was the largest slave rebellion in U.S. history. This wasn't just a matter of runaway slaves. More than 385 plantation slaves ran away from their masters and joined the black Seminoles, essentially in laying waste to the Florida sugar mills, which were some of the most valuable areas, plantations, in the whole continent. One Seminole leader at the time was the leader Osceola, who is justly remembered by history. Another leader who rose up at this time was John Horse, who was ethnically a black Seminole, and who would ultimately lead his people on a long and trying exodus for their freedom. In 1838, John Horse and the black Seminoles agreed to stop fighting the U.S. government in exchange for moving to what was then considered to be Indian Territory, which is now today the state of Oklahoma, and for legal recognition of their freedom. So despite the fact many of...
Now, I'm stopping now. But I told you, most of the people in there is Oklahoma. I ask questions, where you from? But Oklahoma came up at least 8 times. Chief Warhorse sister personnel contested this. I was roaming the area for y'all. That's why I say, can't be scared.
Seminoles, the Indian Wars come up to 33 and slave comes up to 19.
Thank you. 33 is free and accepted. I just told you. I'm not going to say no more.
Now, along with Abraham Lincoln's birthday is today, too. Man, this shit lines up.
Now, I went there. Hey, no, I'm telling y'all, everybody called, I went, I said, you know what, let me go see this for myself. I'd love to see, again, this is amazing stuff to me because I'm saying to myself, man, here it is, these people. Now, y'all did say the truth, even if it was funny or not. Mexico, we ended up in Mexico. I read the story. It's a Hollywood story for sure. Oh, no doubt about it, if they wanted to make it. Oh, my goodness, because all the cowboy movies show you, they fight the Mexicans in the end. That was John Horton. Now, the Mexicans, I'm asking y'all to bring me into a treaty. Hell, y'all should support Dry Bones. My people may not, but y'all need to support Dry Bones for the fact that we know why y'all coming now. We know why you're coming. Yeah, we understand. We also understand why they're letting you come in, too. So you
hey,
be
and remember the last Purge movie, the people were leaving the United States going to Mexico.
Going to Mexico. Thank you. Going to Mexico. Now, I played that. Thank you. See, you picked, bro. Thank you. That's why I love you, bro. So I see what I'm saying? The Terminator movie. The Terminator movie. She Mexican. You just heard her say that John Horst and them was fucking like. See, I told you fucking is good. So they done fucked each other into a cosmic orgy of different people. That's all people. You just heard it yourself.
And the villain, Namor, he was Mexican, too, in the last Wakanda Forever movie.
That's Wakanda Forever. That's why they did it, man. That's why they did it. Now, I went there to see this for my own self, got a revelation. I said, I got to put a program. It just came from all y'all. You can say what you want, but to put together through what y'all been saying and make it all click, hey, we doing what we got to do. I even got more for y'all. This is hot. This is Super Bowl. You know, we love watching this. Now, let me ask y'all a question. Out there going on. Now, you see now, here's the bad part. Now, it's good and evil and everything. Also in that movie, it made you have to believe they're going to make another movie. No doubt about that one. Because, again.
Right, a sequel. Right.
A sequel got to come from this one. I mean, here they fighting the under, they fighting merchant law and land law. See, that's what that movie about. Merchant law versus land law. That's all it's about. Ain't that hard to see? Just think about it. If I get somebody to confiscate the goods coming to your country and you don't get them and ain't no retribution, that's lawlessness at sea. And why would they not control that? To make lawlessness.
You mean maritime law?
Maritime law, yeah. Land of the sea over land of the law, yeah. They're underwater. That's why they were coming underwater. Captain Nemo and all that. They're underwater. That's why I said, how did they get all these slaves over here? That's impossible. Those ships could not have brought a million. They would have to be like liners a day of that huge magnet. And then when they sank, why can't we find them? It'd be the best. What don't you think if really was true? Archaeology would be trying to find everybody under this so-called Atlantic slave trade route that they say everybody jumped off in. That'd be a ship would go over here and got lost in store. You would think they would go for that, don't you? They going for the ancient temples with ley lines in them. They ain't going to see. That's why I see if y'all really watching archaeology. They ain't going to none of that. They like, whatever's down there now, they must can't go to because what's guarding that shit? That's what that movie about, too. What's underneath the water? What's underneath the earth? Yeah, jump in. I got your lines open.
Did you ever hear about the submarine, the U.S. submarine a year ago that sunk in the South China Sea? You know, I hear people say a lot, I wonder why China's spying on us. Why they want to be spying on us and da-da-da, the spy balloon and all of that, you know? And that's because we do the same thing to them. They just return it in favor. But if you go check that out, the USS Connecticut, it's a Navy Seawolf class submarine. The USS Connecticut collided with an unknown object in the South China Sea recently, damaging the powerful fast attack boat and injuring nearly a dozen crew members. So we losing our soldiers, man. So with all these secret ops, you know, we should be outraged, man. You know that
now,
our veterans are being put in
these harms. Thank you. I like. Hold on. Go with that because that's deep. Because right there, these military. You know, we talk. These military things going on. We got shows, podcasts with actually Dave Seals people saying, you know, they ain't going to take this. They ain't going to do this. That. You be like, damn, the Navy Seals now even saying some crazy shit going on. All these different shows and podcasts with all these crap cats on here. It's got to be stuff going on today unseen. Cannot talk about because it's too crazy for them. Imagine if you underwater, you see stuff that you've never seen before, y'all. Think about that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
That
and why
would
they re-release the movie Titanic? You know it's in the movie theaters today, right?
No, I did not know that. No, I did not know that.
Wow. Yeah, I'm looking at it now. Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Now, why would they do that this month?
Right. The sinking of the Titanic, the greatest financiers got together, they claim.
It's called gloating.
Gloating.
That's
it's called gloating.
Every
oh, yeah,
time they
gloating.
Do something
yeah,
that's
yeah,
murdering,
yeah,
they
yeah,
like to gloat over it.
Gloat. Gloat.
Mm-hmm.
Gloat. Yeah, gloat and goat. Yeah, yeah. Now, I got to keep going there. Now, I got one more call. I got to get it before I take this one because you know, I want to make sure I get everything in because the Black History is right today. Y'all going to get it. I told y'all, see, all the thing y'all say and do, it's already on the board pretty much. Let me go to 10-1069 because you was next. And try to mute yourself because y'all make me – let people – if y'all mute yourself, if you hear echo, that'd be y'all because the phones are hitting each other from pinging me. So go ahead, 1069.
What's going on, Dad Bone? What's going on, family? How's everybody?
There you go, Mr. Caddy, bro. I called you out. You better be ready. That's what I can tell you.
Man, you know, let me tell you the being around here in D.C. and I'm talking to everybody and I'm leaving people wide open, mind blown. The simple little things, you know, like. How does a balloon 60,000 feet, which most balloons don't fly, and how does it skip from Montana, Missouri, and end up in South Carolina? So, like, no states in between that. So, yeah, it's a ship. And Hawaii just got some green lights over them, and they try to say it's Chinese. Of course, it's the ships. Then they come up with these fake little stuff that they try to shoot down. Like they put a balloon in the air from South Carolina to shoot it down, like they're showing something. The same thing is going on with the Canada stuff, because ain't nobody shooting no UFOs down. We can malfunction all their systems within seconds before they even think about pushing a button, and we can melt their brains before they even have the thought of pushing a button. So no, they don't have the power. We let them do what they think they want to do. So it's not about them. We lining up everything, and y'all better be ready. And the one thing I keep, for years I say about the slavery thing. So here's another thing. I just asked the question.
Yeah. Put the book out. Hold on. No. When we do this thing on Sunday, because that's the last of the month, I want you on Sunday with Chief and all that. You wrote a book called "Tell Today the Book About Slavery and the Woman." The name of it, but you still got it. Go ahead, tell the name.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a book.
Yeah. So, that book I had rerouted, but it was now it's under the book "Blessed Are Those Children of Ancient Israel, Ancient America, and Ancient Abyssinia," and this is the kingdom of Anu Elisha, and I put in this book, especially with the slave thing, and this question out. You mean to tell me you would spend billions of dollars to get somebody to come pick some cotton? Like, have you even looked at the cotton fields and determined what value is that? I mean, you telling me that all these Indians and all these Mexicans, all these people you could have got, but you bring them for cotton?
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
You got to be out your cotton picking mind to believe that.
See, that's a movie, man. Go ahead. That's, you're right. That's some kind of taking lies shit going on there. It was something to smoke or something that use of the value. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we're going to go there with that. Because hemp. Now, hold on. Because you're doing extensive research for the Washington. I want you to dab into that. What we do Sunday, he's going to be on. We're going to want everybody. So he's going to have his own thing. We're going to put it on. I want to question that. Because Abraham and all, I mean, now if George Washington, they grew hemp. They was growing hemp. I'm like that would be the most logical crop at the time when you trying to make clothing, sell. If you want ships to come in and they sell and you would need canvas. So I this story about cotton, you're gonna have to give Mr. Cotton Pick and Truth on that one too. Because that shit is not making sense. That ain't making no sense. Go ahead, keep going. Give me one more and I'm gonna take two calls. And that's next Sunday, y'all. And next Sunday, him, I'm going to get him first, Chief Warhorse. I'm trying to see if y'all realize that Washington story is actually another story like you being usurped like Esau and Jacob. But go ahead. Give me some more time.
Yes.
Go ahead. One more thing. Go ahead.
George Washington is a modern-day Jesus story. And I'm going to show you this. Jesus had two wives, Martha and Mary. Mary was a disciple, so she was the master teacher. But he had them two. So George Washington's first love, her name was Mary, and the wife he married was Martha.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said before, the J is not there. It's the G sound.
No J. No letter J at all.
Yes. So the G in the Mason sign is for the Jesus or Georgius, who is George Washington, the grand architect, because he actually built and designed 19 of the buildings here in D.C. And with the plan with the founding fathers, it was planned ahead because we all reincarnate. We all come back at a certain time. We had a 400-year contract that we made with each other to come back. That's why these buildings are still here.
Okay.
You can't destroy these
buildings.
Don't say them.
I'm asking all craft. I met some brothers at Ponce, and y'all in the craft, all y'all in the craft. This is a show for y'all right here. Sunday. Next, that's the last of the three Sundays you get in February. Y'all need to come on board on this one here. I'm going to let you roll, bro. So get ready. I'm going to have the craft, because they know he the grandmaster. He laid that cornerstone on St. John's Day. That's all I'm going to say. And so we're going to sit here.
John the beloved.
All right. You ready? I hope you're ready. Now, I'll put you on Super Bowl Sunday to tell you next Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'll be ready.
He ready. All right. Ain't gonna be
the books
eight,
are done. The books are done, so we can go now. We can go with it.
Okay. Woo. All right. Get ready. Y'all Sunday, y'all. Sean Carrick, I want y'all to bring all – I go for all you from across the whole country, because if that's the ley line for the city built with Benjamin Banneker Bay, we're going to have a good time on this one. I'm ready. Now – Let's get it hot. Y'all ready for hot? I love being hot. Now, y'all been saying this to me. I want y'all to explain this too. Now, while all this Native American talk, all this slave talk, I hope y'all ready for Super Bowl. See, Kansas City Chiefs, y'all listening to me today. I'm just really for y'all. Y'all probably going to win because I'm playing all this Seminole shit. Because y'all Arrowhead Stadium. Now, and we Buffalo Bill Cody. I don't know what to say about that one. Do we want to shoot Mahomes or not? I don't know. But we're going to figure it out in the court world in just a few minutes. But I got to play this. See, don't ever forget Black history, y'all. Because you will be forgetting your own self. Because in the middle of self, you will see that we was the once, the originator, all things. Listen to this.
This is the Burrough House, a plantation home in tiny Statesburg, South Carolina, about 10 miles west of Sumter. It has been the site of many Forrest Gump-like moments. General Thomas Sumter lived here. Former Governor Stephen Miller lived here. Joel Poinsett, for whom the poinsettia is named, died here. Even Samuel Maverick, whose son became the namesake for the term independent rebel, owned this house on the property.
A lot of really important but not splashy historic people have wandered through here.
Perhaps the quietest of them all has arguably the most important story to tell. It began here in 1935 when three young girls discovered a stack of letters while playing in the basement of this home. Those letters, now held at USC's Carolinian Library, tell the story of a slave named April.
There's been a really good job of whitewashing a very awkward discussion.
It's a hugely awkward discussion.
In 1802, a white plantation owner named William Ellison lent one of his young slaves, April, to work for a gin maker in Winnsboro. April quickly became the go-to man for repairing the expensive cotton gins throughout the Sumter area.
They send him out to the plantations and they take them apart. He would sharpen them on location. And that's why he heard about Statesburg. He came through here as a young man, and he said, well, when he bought his freedom or whatever, he came here.
The center of plantation country, the wealthiest area of South Carolina. He changed his name. April was now known as William Ellison, the name of his former white owner. His gin business prospered. He bought this home, hundreds of acres of land, and eventually 68 slaves to work that land. Granger McCoy now lives in the Ellison home and says he often finds old cotton gin blades.
What do the Ellisons say when they come?
They're looking for the home place.
all descendants of what many of us thought an impossible oxymoron, a black slave owner.
I had a black ophthalmologist come through here, Ellison, and we sat on this couch right here. And his great-great-granddaddy owned 68 slaves, and here I am, white, over here, and my great-great-granddaddy didn't own any slaves. And it was like somebody blew a dog whistle in a kennel, and I was just kind of turning the head, not knowing how to handle all this.
History tumbles here.
And what little we can learn about Ellison as a slave owner isn't pretty. The book Black Masters chronicles Ellison's life in the antebellum South and suggests that his slaves were the worst fed and clothed of any in Statesburg. It also suggests that Ellison was a slave breeder, selling off infant girls, a practice even some white owners found cruel. Whatever the case, Ellison certainly had a good relationship with other white aristocracy. This contract shows that Ellison didn't just buy a home in wealthy Statesburg, he bought it directly from former Governor Stephen Miller, a governor and former slave trading property. He was the wealthiest black man in South Carolina, the fourth wealthiest in the South, wealthier than more than 90% of whites. Just a few hundred yards from the Ellison home is the Ellison...
Hold on, somebody. Somebody, wait a minute, where's Stephen A. when you need that sucker?
The Boulay? Is that the Boulay?
Yeah, now you going to tell me a dude owned more than 90%.
But he wasn't, that's the whole point of missing history. He wasn't the only black person that owned slaves.
Right. Well,
he wasn't the only one.
It was already on my mind.
That don't get talked about.
No, don't get talked about. Now I'm even going to sit down. Chief Warhorse, when we do this thing, all y'all listening, how come we can't come and teach real history? Because you don't want people like me because I ain't fake. See, I will eat y'all up. At a back history moment. Y'all have a heart attack. I should be getting paid shock therapy for y'all because this is unbelievable that this ain't even talked about. We don't have this on the board. How long? Forever. We don't have this on forever. We done played it for y'all a bunch of times. It's unbelievable because here it is in 2023. People don't know that the richest people in the country during antebellum was black. You got to be on some psychotic shit. Oh, I need to not stay away from what you smoking. Don't give me that shit. If I forget that I was the rulers, just like the Bible said, you forgot you was the rulers? Now, here's the last one for all you Seminoles, black people out there. See, they did tell the truth. See, y'all forget what they wrote in their chronicles. That's why I said the chronicles of, what's that movie, Chronicles of Somebody. All these chronicles mean that people came, merchants came, and wrote books about it. Because it was fascinating for those who could not do it, just like it is today. So people came, it was financed, came back successful, wrote what they seen, and you had to bring back shit that you seen in the ship. So you didn't have time to unload slaves and bring shit back in the beginning, like they trying to pretend like, oh, it was just all. You had to bring back the cargo that was merchandised that you're going to merchandise to that country. And people who was willing to be given to them by these people as so-called mercenary or without mercenary, but missionaries or adversaries. That's what they did. And so the ships ain't going to be bringing all these millions y'all been lying about. So that's why I say bring on Harvard. I have no problem with these motherfuckers. It's so easy to beat them. Show me the ships.
You said mercenaries. Go.
Yeah,
I'll bring it up next week. Don't be surprised if that was. you know what I'm talking about. Look up that word and find out who the real mercenary was. They weren't white.
They slipped out. I said, I slip a shit today. We about to get slipped. Now, for all you, because I went to the Seminole thing. The Mexicans are in there, you know. But John Horse ended up in Mexico's. That's why a lot of them look like they do today. You got videos showing black Mexicans and these groups that came from these the real cowboys of California. They had to go into Mexico to hide because the black soldiers they brought in next to clear the West, they don't show you an F troop that they was black. I'm talking facts. I won't debate this because it's a fact. That's why nobody want to put up money for that shit. That's why I get people to shut up because I ain't going to talk about if I'm going to lose some money. I'm a gang some money. I'm going to talk hardcore. Yeah, I ain't about to bet that it was nigger troops who was given weapons to go across with F before wagon train. You think wagon train, some goddamn crackers gonna go through wagon train in the Western without an army first helping them? That's unheard of. But because of Hollywood, they left out key components, and you
Buffalo soldiers, man. Who you think killed niggas? Buffalo soldiers, man.
Thank you. I'm glad I didn't have to say it, but I just told you it was the first troops that was able to clear out the whole friggin' West. They were so good that they actually carved the buffalo and made jackets. I don't think y'all understand that, but hey, maybe you ain't really looking at your history. Maybe you're faking. But here's
so you
really
getting half of it.
Yeah, probably half. But here's the real story, right here. Y'all heard black slaves was the richest. That's why the balloon came out of South Carolina. That's why.
The ex-slaves were called freed men, and the freedmen of the Indians had reason to dance. No, they weren't rich, but since they were now citizens of the tribe, and the tribe owned all the land, there was no need to sharecrop. Just stake a claim, build a cabin, start a farm. And there was the black vote. Witness this Seminole election in which they counted one candidate's supporters on the left side of the street, the other candidates on the right. To gain control of the Cherokee capital in Tahlequah, chiefs like Lewis Downing campaigned heavily for the black vote, as did Chief Spaichi for control of the Creek capital in Okmulgee.
The Creeks appointed and elected blacks as judges, attorneys. They were private secretaries. They were members of the council. And, of course, the three black towns in the Creek Nation had representatives in both the House of Kings and House of Warriors.
Silas Jefferson was even elected one of the Creek chiefs and was among the delegation any time that the Creeks had business in Washington. Since there was none of the lynchings or terror of the White South, Indian Territory became a mecca for blacks, even though many never gained citizenship. At least 25 black towns sprang up, some still around, like Taft, Redbird, and Tallahassee, where on a warm day they still bring out the kitchen table for a game of dominoes.
I'm out of here.
What?
How you get down?
I'm out of here.
Glad you did.
There were black lawmen among the Creek Nation Light Horse Police, deputy U.S. Marshals like Bass Reeves, who killed 14 outlaws without ever being wounded. And there were outlaws, killers like Cherokee Bill, part black, part Cherokee, or the Buck Rufus gang of Creeks and Creek freedmen. And there were the rowdies.
If they got enough whiskey in them, why they shoot town up?
You ever had to run from a shoot-up?
I half crawled on the bed.
My great-great-uncle Willis was among those rowdies. You may recall my great-grandmother Phyllis Pettit's story of how her husband's mother was sold by his Cherokee master.
He looked down a long lane after her just as long as he could see her and cried after her.
While George Pettit turned out okay, his brother Willis spent 1877 in the National Prison for shooting up the capital of Tahlequah. 5 years later, it was more serious. In March 1882, the Cherokee Advocate reported in both English and Cherokee, murder trial in Tahlequah, the capital, the Cherokee Nation versus Willis Pettit. The transcript still exists today. It seems 2 weeks earlier, Willis was having an argument with his wife, Julia, when his mother-in-law, Margaret Bird, said something, so he shot her. It all happened in the home of a sick woman that the two women were visiting. Among the numerous witnesses was one Henry Bowe, who testified that the day of the murder, Willis had tried to sell him his house and his hogs for $65. He said his wife had quit him. I said to him, "That won't make you sell your place. She'll come back again." He said to me, "That's played out." And he cursed and said, "I'm going to kill Margaret." While Willis did not take the stand, he had a witness, Maria Shepherd, support his defense that Margaret was trying to kill him. "As I passed her along the road," testified Maria, "she said she would have Willis put away in less time than 2 weeks." But the Cherokee transcripts say the prosecutor asked Maria, "What relation are you to Pettit?" "Not any." "Is Willis not in the habit of coming to your house often?" "He comes there sometimes." "How come Margaret to tell you about this?" "She did not like Willis and did not like me. Why is it that Margaret Byrd did not like Willis and you? I do not want to tell about that. I am not going to tell it. The Cherokee Advocate reported, the jury returned a verdict of murder, and Willis, that is his name, was sentenced to be hung until he was dead, dead, dead on the 5th of May next. At a hanging in those days, the public came to watch, and the condemned man was among those expected to make a speech to warn some young person against making the same mistake. The newspaper reported Willis went to the gallows laughing. As for his last words, he said he'd made a mistake. He meant to shoot his wife, Julia.
What?
Yeah. Now, this is actual on reservation land. With a bunch of black folks on it now. Ain't no whites. Ain't it the same news you hear today?
What's so funny is he gonna say half black and half Cherokee. How is you half black and half Cherokee when you?
That's funny.
That's
you heard the man. You heard the man say that John Horse was a native black. They made it sure they said John Horse was. They say he was some. He was native born Seminole. He black. See, the thing is, they play tricks even on that. I'm glad you picked that up. They have been bound. Not to give you the whole story. They might be able to give maybe, if they give you 30%, you should be happy. Because they have been bound to give you none by some. So they gave you all that. I mean, think about it. You're hearing transcripts for pretty much the first time on any of these shows of actual cases where we doing the same shit we doing now. He meant to shoot the goddamn wife. He ended up, that's on the ID channel today, right there. All right, let's have some fun. I love this shit. This is real. Y'all hearing real history, not no fake shit y'all been listening to all your damn life. It's real. Transcripts. People saying they got old stories of this stuff on all over because y'all don't want to hear it because you know why? Y'all didn't want to hear y'all was the ones shooting all the saloons. That's what they took y'all history, our history, and just made movies. They just whitewashed them. They said, damn, these motherfuckers are scary. Let's make a movie about them. They get mad and shoot up some shit. You're doing it today. Ain't like nothing changed.
Yep.
Ain't nothing. They just told you your own history. You hate your own land. So I'm going to show you later on what's coming. Because you think it's over. It's super. He said super owl. The owl is what all the rappers wear now. They know they're from behind. That means you got to be sacrificed. See, you praying for your own sacrifice. That's why you have no idea. Many of you, all of us, me included. By being brainwashed, I admit I was brainwashed. I told you I was brainwashed. Oh my God, brainwashed to the max. When you give a whole paycheck
away. Temple University is in Philadelphia,
there,
by the way.
There you go. The Owls. They can see in darkness.
And that's
well, they can see in darkness as well as light. That's all it means. I can see in darkness as well as in light.
That's right.
They see both. Mm-hmm. There you go. Let's get ready. Y'all ready for the Helios? We about to get serious on y'all now. I told you this last bit, I'm bringing all y'all at the bottom up. I got 4-8-5-3-7-6-9-6. You coming in next? And 9-4-5-1. I just gotta get this out.
Can I come in next too?
Yeah. Go ahead, jump in.
Okay.
My bad. I got
Thank
so
you.
Many calls. That actually, everybody on the line.
Yeah,
just the calls. Go ahead. Jump. I opened your line up. Go ahead, jump. Just jumped in immediately when you got that line up. It was over. Go ahead.
No,
my bad.
Jumping. I can. Okay, I want to talk about an hour ago when you played that first video on the communists.
Oh, yeah.
The video that you.
Yes.
That's the video that's the call that I've been wanting to comment
on.
I was wanting to respond to what the brother said that he says, and you asked him what party was, you know, responsible. And he said he said Rockefeller. The brother said Rockefeller.
Right.
So when I was listening to. When I was listening to the video, the word propaganda stood out to me. And what stood out also to me is black people wanting their own government. Black people wanting their own army. That is the propaganda lie that a lot of black organization groups, such as the one you were part of, the Yahweh, the one that's here in Georgia, the guy that owned the land out here. What's the one that he's in jail right now?
The Nuwabians, Nuwabian Nation. Go ahead.
I believe that that's where they get this
y'all.
Yeah. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, he's out of jail, isn't he? He's out of jail.
No, I don't think so, but go ahead. Let's finish. Let's finish. Please get your thought out, because let her get her thought out before y'all start running in. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, these black leaders got this idea from the communist group, because that's how they sold the black people into the dreams. And even today, black people still talk about wanting their own government, their own army, their own everything, right? So that was all propaganda, because it's not possible to have your own government, your own army within a government of itself. It's not possible. But they sold that idea to get you into the group, just like the Communist Party. They sold that same vision to the black leaders in the propaganda and the black leaders in the Communist Socialist Party, because, which is fine, and I think that's beautiful if we could have something like that, but it's not realistic, you know what I mean? So that's why they call it propaganda. And then he also made reference to China. So he said that they were all, you know, so back then, and this was like in the 30s or the 40s, right?
Thirties and forties.
So you see how long it took. So China has been treating their citizens with the communist socialists for a very, very, very long time.
Long time, right?
A long time for him to bring that up. So then I looked at Rockefeller. Right now, Rockefeller was where the split became with the Republican and Democrat Party. Okay. Rockefeller was the founders, the original ones, were Republicans. But the ones that came later on in the 70s, they changed the philosophy. I think they're the ones who changed the whole party, you know, because
Rockefeller was out of New York. Now, everybody y'all heard, those people kept saying New York. Everything that was done was in New York City. I hope everybody understands what I'm saying. That's the communist capital. Go ahead.
New York, exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had some time to call me, so I started looking at the Rockefeller. Now, he was the governor of New York, and he was the vice president of General Ford, and General Ford was the only president in our country that was never elected, but had all this power. And if we look at General Ford, General Ford. I said President Ford. Gerald Ford.
Yeah, you scaring me.
Gerald Ford.
Yeah, I'm like, hell no, that ain't making sense there. I'm about to say, you're going to maybe snap out what I'm in. Go ahead. Gerald Ford. Go ahead.
He was the only president. Yeah. And then Rockefeller was his vice president, right?
Right.
So neither one of them had been, elected, because every time he would run, he did never get the presidency. But if you look at today's world, we have, what party do we have that's going after the children? You know what I mean? The children are being mutilated, okay? They're convincing these little 5, 10, 12-year-old kids to change their sex. They're teaching these kids to, you know, hate themselves in school because they're black. They're trying to disconnect the children from the parents. And this is all how the Chinese did the same thing here. You know what I mean? So when we sit here as black in the Black History so-called month, we as black people have to hold the party responsible that's in power right now. The people that's in power is the Democrat Party. And the black people are electing these people
That's the apex right there, because I was going to go there with you, and I am. The party that manifests, and you have been saying it, you should have validated about it, I told you, it's not that we saying we are a Republican party, but I'm saying the party that has the social agenda that you were just told from the 30s, human rights, voting, civil rights. It's a Democratic Party. No doubt about it. So hold on.
The civil rights movement, guys, when you hear these leaders talk about civil rights movement, do not think they're talking about you, because they're not. They're talking about
Obviously.
Lesbian, gay, that all those people are now a part of it. They're saying disability people are part of it. Women a part of it. Is the civil rights movement was supposed to be nothing but black people. Lesbian, gays, and all of them, they did not suffer the way the black people did. The disability people, why do they have to be a part of it? Women people. The civil rights movement is a joke. So you guys have to stop listening to black leaders. Like
Stacey who?
Abrams.
Okay, now Stacey Abrams. Let's go.
Who
ahead,
was funded by
this.
George Soros?
Right.
Follow
now,
the
now,
money
now,
trail.
Now hold on. No, but this is Georgia, the Black Belt. Now they told
right.
me earlier. I played the tape for you. It said these were the areas that they were going to strategize on the most. Had they not been successful, y'all gotta go. Don't ask me. Ask your own psyche.
But the crazy thing about it now, going back with what you played earlier. Now, ironically, now most of the southern states don't have the COVID mandates. Now you got all the people leaving Illinois, New York, California. Guess where they're going? They're going down south. But
right.
the key thing is, just like with Governor Kemp, the governor for Georgia, once again, I say that what the hell, and he's a Republican, what the hell is he doing with the Democratic governor from Illinois at the World Economic Forum? Both of these parties are working
right.
together,
yeah,
regardless. Rockefeller, the bank, they fund
yeah,
both parties.
I agree, but the party that we got to come to grips with, the party, and I stand by what the party percentage wise. If you look at numbers, the party that actually the whole agenda says. Now they don't say to say. I mean, the Republican Party at least say, okay, fake news. The rich, this, you know, I mean,
right,
your
Donald
money.
Trump.
Now, right. I could go along with something that they say, but this party is wholehearted. It's the only party I know that blacks hate. I mean, they have no objectivity to this party.
And they don't even know why they hate them.
Right. Now, this is the party. They hate this party, and then
very
you say, well,
right.
So
I agree, sir. You're right.
Propaganda. We just said earlier. Y'all just been able on this line. That's why you call it the dry bones. That's why he asked y'all in the end. He said, even with what we have now, can they live? Can they actually live with what we even have?
Yeah, but y'all missing out. Hey, bones. Missing out on the new damn actor. That dude in Maryland, man. That clone of Todd Bridges, Westmore, man. That's their number one boy, man.
Yeah.
Okay, he's a clone of Todd Bridges, man. Okay, Stacey Abrams got it.
But Stacey Abrams made $90-something million for her party, and they want to sue her for like $200,000. How much? 90?
Yeah, it was all the game.
She collected
right,
$9 million from her group, and then when she lost, nobody talks about this, y'all. Georgia took her to court to prove that she was lying and saying that Georgia votes were suppressed, the black people couldn't vote. All the lies that she
all the lies
that they've been telling was able to be proven easily. And the only thing she gets to pay back is
$213,000. Hold on, time out. Let her make her point. Because your point the same point, Bridge. You say the same thing. If they fake, they fake.
Right.
Now, y'all live in Georgia. The chick stole $9 million. She went to court, got found guilty, but y'all want to key in on bullshit. Why don't y'all key on the court shit? If you really want to beat this, spend your money on the court shit. Because you ain't going to beat it by your own self. I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
I'm gonna go.
Hey man, I wish I could steal $9 million. The nigga stole some money. I'm glad, bro.
She didn't steal it.
They just gave it to her.
George Soros gave it to her, man. She ain't steal shit. Don't talk that lie. George Soros gave it.
And people donated
money
to her party. Her youth. They donated the money to her too.
How she stole it? Hold on. Let's go deep. Let's get deep. Enough. I told you.
Hey, George Soros gave you $9 million. You wouldn't get it.
I told you, but I already told you. You ain't say I lied. I told you earlier.
He gave money to Kim Fox up here to some kind of state attorney.
Right. So
black people gave him some of that money.
Time out. Don't have me mute y'all. I said time out. That means shut the fuck up. Let us get a show going. That means that if you just said what Westman said, that's why we got this issue. And that's why I said you're going to have an issue. Because I told you. Ain't nobody going to let their family get killed because you ain't got nobody to back them up. Ain't no niggas that you claim gonna come at your door and save you from being killed no more. Ain't they on this? They killing you. So you made my point. I'm validated again. Now I'm gonna show y'all why y'all under the gay bomb. See, this gay shit is biological. I played this how long ago? I feel so good about Super Bowl because I'm a super owl. I know we seeing dark. Because darkness is just as good as light. But here it is. Why the military people ain't telling you that this happening? They shooting chemtrails. Y'all don't care about this chemtrails. If we did, even white folk, all nations don't even care no more. Because you know why? They have all brainwashed. You must come to repentance of you being brainwashed. Until you do that, that's your own shit. Don't tell me about it. I don't want to hear it. I want you to make a comment. If you can't repent in your own mind, you've been brainwashed, that's your fault. You will never be cleansed because you think you know everything. That's impossible. To be fucked up by a government that got my pension, I can't get it out, and you tell me I got power over them? You fucking on gay shit.
The Pentagon confirmed to CBS 5 today military leaders once proposed building a so-called gay bomb, a chemical weapon that could be dropped on enemy troops to make them sexually irresistible to each other. Here's CBS 5 political editor Hank Plant. Hank?
Well, Alan, it was an Air Force lab that proposed this to the Pentagon officials, and it was a Berkeley-based watchdog group that found out about this strange idea for a weapon. Edward Hammond of Berkeley's Sunshine Project tracks military spending. He used the Freedom of Information Act to obtain this proposal from the Air Force's Wright Laboratory to build what's been called a gay bomb. The weapons proposal says, one distasteful but completely non-lethal example would be strong aphrodisiacs, especially if the chemical also caused homosexual behavior.
The Ohio Air Force lab proposed that a bomb be developed that contained a chemical that would cause enemy soldiers to become gay and to have their units break down because all the soldiers became irresistibly attractive to one another.
The Air Force lab asked for $7.5 million to develop such a bomb.
The notion was that a chemical that would probably normally be present in the human body in low quantities could be identified, and by virtue of either breathing or having their skin exposed to this chemical, the notion was that soldiers would become gay.
The Pentagon confirms that such a proposal was...
That's what they sprayed up your asses now. That's why you okay with every goddamn thing.
Don't ask, don't tell.
They dropped the gay bomb on the Grammys.
I told y'all, y'all ain't ready for this show.
Big job on.
Yeah, go ahead. I told y'all ain't ready for this
show. Do you think that gay bomb has the ability for the chemical, you know, breakdown to make us, a lot of us, turn the blind eye to a lot of this stuff?
The gay bomb said they will identify, you heard what he said, they will identify shit in your body that they could key in on your chromosome. Now, y'all think y'all got power. I'm about to bring you into reality world. This is the reality world here. I don't know what y'all in. This is the reality. They could easily, by you taking any pharmaceuticals, because they already got you identified. I'm about to scare the living shit out y'all. I told you the purge is coming. You think I was making this up?
Let me make a disclaimer.
Let him finish, then I'll let you go. Go ahead, finish up, because remember, y'all talking.
Just want to make a disclaimer to my gay family, my LGBT family. I have nothing against LGBT. But I do have to draw the line.
You ain't make no bomb. They did.
Right. And also, because I mean, I have relatives, you know, that's gay. But I just want to make that, you know, disclaimer that, you know, hey, also at the same time, we got to understand they need their own individual movement. I don't like how they come in with that woke stuff and try to hijack the black liberation, you know, and because like the sister said, they haven't went through the suffering that we have here in America. So, for them to try to get in there, hijack, and
man, James Baldwin, gay. I'm gonna do a show on gays in the ancient world, and this would put an end to all this. Let me get some more callers, cause y'all, if y'all think the civil rights movement wasn't ran by the gays, my goodness, every movement on planet Earth have people and men who are thinking they're able to transform into gay, into the hermaphrodite. This ain't even about gay. It's called hermaphrodite cult. They are able to believe, they are able to go into the beginning of the time and become all one. That's what y'all forgetting. Let's go to 4853. That's what they're doing. They want to be pussy and vagina and dick at the same time. Go ahead.
Smokey Robinson sung a song about that back in the day. How can you be daylight and darkness at the same time? You don't even know what you're talking about. Remember that song?
Go ahead. Yeah, sing it.
Hey,
he sounds good, didn't he?
Go ahead.
I like that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, go I almost ahead. Passed out, too. Mm-mm. I ain't going to be out here like sexual chocolate and pass out on the floor all that dumb stuff. I ain't doing
right,
that.
Man.
Not that I damn sure don't look that bad either. I didn't look that bad. But, yeah, I want to speak on that owl, too.
Go ahead.
Bohemian Grove is the owl. The Morris, one of the Morris symbols is the owl. The things that the ancestors always put on the corners of their castles and things was owl to keep certain energy and spirits away.
That's right.
And the owl looks 360 degrees. Let's not forget about
that.
Not just seeing in darkness and light.
Turns his head around. Yes, indeed. Yeah,
so it's a lot of things to consider about these.
Yeah,
but overall, these were also spirit energies that we would utilize to inform people from other tribes and travelers whose land they're getting ready to cross through.
Correct. Thank you.
And
man.
these are the energies that, you know, it's just a lot of things. I mean, a lot of people are concerned with the shit that's going on now, but part of the reason why things are going on the way they are now is because most people forgot about the importance of Sankofa.
Well,
There's nothing new under the sea.
They have forgot. I mean, that's why you said what you say. That's why I'm going to go on what you say with high energy with that, because this is the reason why we do these programs. It can't be a lot of people remembering at all, actually, because it seems like they was able to dilute, since I said earlier, wipe your mind. And dementia is the number one thing that our people are going under, and being forgetful of mind. And we seen act like that ain't done. And how we know the chemtrails ain't doing it? It's no debate anymore about how these diseases are popping up. I'm glad you brought us a can of worms right there. Open ready for the Medusa. But, I mean, think about that. You just said that we don't even think about stuff that you take for simple thought, common knowledge. And look what's going on. They can't even comprehend what you just said about how is all this happening. We all this forgetfulness. Let's be hitting the head. These are allegories. Losing our birthright. How you lose your birthright? You become under some type of either delusion that you will let your whole birthright get lost. So, I mean,
you believe in somebody that's outside of you. Outside of you is going to tell you who the hell you are? Just like, you know, when they were brought to this land, they separated the children from the elders. Just like this testemic. They trying to kill the young and the old. See,
right.
That's right.
Ain't nothing new under the sun. Ain't nothing new under the sun. It's just that because we won't listen, we won't tribe up, we won't communicate this way. Now, you talk about some damn sport.
Hold on,
you got the floor.
I love to break each other up. I told y'all, he's flowing. Why would you? Go ahead. You already broke his talk.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask you, brother, is that, you know, what you're saying is why do you think it's so hard for our black people to recognize the people who are doing this to us? It's the part that they continue to react every year.
Okay, let them talk, please.
I got a lovely, simplistic answer. Look, you could leave and look at some movies. Remember Baby Boy? What's with Tyrese and that pretty sister and Bing Rames? Okay, with all the things that she's been through with guys that she wanted in her life and how Tyrese was upset about somebody that she dated that made his older brother leave the house, and then he got killed in the hood, right?
Right.
So what did she start doing? When she met Ving Rhames, he was kind of medicine to her. He just got out of prison. What did she do? She started a garden in her backyard. She would sit at that chair with a glass of wine and just be meditation. We need to go within ourselves. Just like us as a people, if we don't come back into ourselves and join hands and each one of us heal in our own way, so we allow ourselves to heal in our own way, well, as long as we're divided, they got us. We're the most prominent beings on this planet.
Look, here's the time. Let people talk. I got two more calls on here. Now, we got a lot of people out here saying the same thing, basically. So everybody got the same thing really being said. It's just a matter of fact what region you're in and how you perceive your region. But, yeah, it is that thing that what you're saying about coming together. But the key components is macro, micro. If you around your own environment, you got to look at your own environment, too. Is it complacent to you having growth? If you're in a systematic down spiral and don't realize it, then it's going to be harder for you to see this great paradigm because it's coming, regardless of how y'all think. Let me get some more calls.
Hey, Dry Bones, let me ask you a question about that. Hold on, Wes, please.
You already talked, Wes. Hold on. Let somebody else talk. I got four more callers on it.
But when we give you a chance,
you take it out. When we tell you the truth, okay? Go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. No matter what, just like in California, their hood is houses, not apartment buildings, not skyscrapers, right? Not projects, so to speak, right? Still remain. A lot of buildings, a lot of houses in our neighborhoods were abandoned. Koch in New York sold all those abandoned buildings in the five boroughs for a dollar. Most of his cronies, most of his people, Ashkenazi, Finkelstein's people, bought a lot of them buildings, didn't fix them up because they had an agenda for 10, 15 years. Now when that time came, they start gentrifying or degentrifying, whatever the hell that word is, those neighborhoods. Now a place where you could live, you could get a three-bedroom apartment for $400, full of roaches and rats, yeah, whatever the case may be, but you could live there and do better and get progressive, save money, and eventually move out or buy one of the buildings, fix it up, and make it a homestead of your own and for your family and your lineage.
Okay.
What happens now? Those same raggedy-ass buildings are worth $1 million, Papa. Why come we didn't capitalize on that?
Hold on. That's right there. Now, I'm going to let everybody say something, but remember, now, I gave everybody a chance. I'm trying to get y'all on the same page with it, to get people, because still people trying to call in on this thing. Now, again, that's true talk. That's the part I'm trying to get y'all to see. If these programs come out, black people, this is your history now. You voted these people in. It's not like you you voted them in. You gave them all your energy because they gave you something to believe in. I don't know what they gave us, but they gave it. I know Otto Eve all back in our days. Buffalo, Miami gave all these black folks, Kerry Meeks. Hey, that's what it is. I got, let me get somebody else in. Go ahead. I hear somebody breathing hard. Making point. I brought somebody in.
Yeah, you want to get that fat number out, man. Because I like to get fat. That fat number was made January 2nd, 1979, man. The fat number is 4132169. A highly destructive fuel airtight drop bomb, which requires a retardation and restriction of its terminal velocity for the efficient detonation, which utilizes normally non-explosive. So that's, they're putting that in the kill trail, man. Pat number 4132169. There it is.
He just validated what the Army just said. The Army just told you, heard a lie. The Army said they developed a weapon. I don't know how much clearer we can make it. Whatever patent is, the Army got it. The Army just told you, we got the weapon to make you gay. That's why they came out with the movie 300 and all that shit. Right after they made it. That's old. That what you heard was old. I played an old clip.
I got the patent for mind control.
Yes, I know. Oh, yeah, hold on. We're not disputing.
Here we go.
I'm telling you, put it out there. No, give it to him. Give it to the bad chick. I want y'all to give it to him. But just remember, they just catching up. Y'all, boy, man. If y'all got these patents, how long they been out? Go ahead. Hurry, sister. Jump. Put it in.
It is U.S., of course, 10019060, the letter B for boy. And
that's crazy. God damn, B for boy.
Mind control is a motherfucker. And guess what's controlling it? And guess what they're using?
What? Your smartphone.
Your smartphone.
Your smartphone. Okay.
Your TV 515-9703. The TV. Every time you look at that live vision, it make your ass go by fat.
After that, get them two on the show. After that, Wednesday nights, we got to make a show on the patent people. You and Brother West, I will put this on. If I keep y'all on focus, y'all want to do it, y'all be the patent people. We'll do a show. Y'all give all the patents out and explain them. That'll be a whole show. I ain't making that show. I can't do everything. That's why it's called job. Hey, y'all let me know if y'all are able to do that. Now, here's some more brainwashing.
Yeah.
Here's some more brainwashing now. These patents, like I say, I told you they'd be ready to go on. There's so much energy on this program today. It's almost frightening, but at the same time, it's like, man, is this the second coming? See, y'all think Jesus is something else, but is this the second coming? Well, you start to think, we're going to take a two-minute break. Y'all get ready. Do whatever you got to do. Marinate some meat, fix some food, get you a drink, do whatever you do. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Y'all some pictures of the early tobacco packaging from the Dutch and the English.
Mm-hmm.
So you could kind of see how they depicted the Aboriginal people. Those aren't slaves. Those are black people, and they free. See, they got tobacco pipes in their hands and everything. They working because they trading with the white man. You know, they trading tobacco for whatever they getting back in exchange. And you can see the original packaging from the 15 to 1600s. Before 1619, when they said we were slaves, they put the first boats over. You can see how those people look. Those are definitely our people. Also, you was talking about the Cherokees. You know, I don't get into the Cherokee history or the Southern Indians like the Choctaw, the Chickasaw, the Creek, or the Seminole either, because they handpicked those five tribes with the Dawes Commission, And those five tribes were the ones that agreed to cede the lands over to the white men. So if you was a Indian from those regions, like a Blackfoot or whatever, you had to be part of one of those five tribes to be recognized. And once you did that, you were ceding the land. It was a real slick move they was doing. I usually study the five, or the, some people call them the six tribes. And this history is a lot older because it goes back to the 1500s. And you got the Mohawk, the Oneida, the Onondaga, the Cayuga, the Seneca, and the Tuscarora. And those is like the original people like the Pilgrims encountered. So these tribes have different recognitions, and they still here. And the people on the tribes, they look more like black people. You know what I'm saying? They don't look like Mexicans. You can see how they were at one point black people, and they kind of mixed out. You know, they got that Lenny Kravitz, Obama look, you know what I'm saying? They, you could tell they were mixed, you know, but they don't look like no damn Mexicans, man. I could see a Mexican, I'm like, that's a damn Mexican, man. Yeah, I don't care what you dress them up as. But yeah, that, they shot them, they shooting stuff down. This is all propaganda. They gotta go to war. They got to. They don't have a choice.
That was
they
a dance
thing. To be the world power.
Yep, that was a dance move they was doing. The whole thing was based off war dances, this so-called thing. Go ahead, keep going. That's deep with you. Go ahead.
They gotta associate China with enemy now. So everything China does is to associate them with enemy. And it started with Trump, really. But Biden actually dropped the hammer on them when he told them that they can't purchase any more chips. And he changed the U.S. Constitution, really. He said any U.S. citizen who works for a company selling China advanced chips, they lost their citizenship. He don't care. So everyone left there. They had to leave their jobs in China and come back home. That happened in October. China cannot buy any more advanced chips. U.S. chips, Japan chips, the Taiwan chips, all of them are made here, designed here. They're 3 to 4 nanometers. China's, the smallest chips they can make are 14 nanometers. So you're talking about a huge difference. Big, like they're so far behind with chips, you can't put that shit in a tank. You know what I'm saying? You can't put that shit in an aircraft carrier.
Hold on, let's make this clear now. Now, let's go with the trade, because, I mean, you make it a great point. Now, what happened is you're saying that when people could not get merchandise because, of course, cars were saying we couldn't get them over here because of the chips and all this stuff, and we got to do this. They was making the war with that. Is that what you're talking, equating that to that era where cars, they so-called supply chain bullshit, was based off them trading the chips off of the United States saying, no, we're going to get our own. That's why Nancy Pelosi and them made them deals to bring the chips factories over here. Is that part of it?
That's two different things. The car chips is a different situation. But what Pelosi did to bring the chips.
I know everything about the chip now. All the jobs claim that they're going to make chips over here. Go ahead.
With the car chips, what the problem is that the U.S. cars, they use chips that's so outdated that they don't make them anymore. So the only company in the world that made them during COVID, they shut down. And they couldn't reopen in enough time to start producing them again. So that's the car chip problem. So that's why they have a problem.
They were shut down. I agree with you 100% on that. I agree with you
100%. Pelosi did was the advanced chips. That's the ones that's in our cell phones. That's the ones that's going to be in the artificial intelligence and stuff. Those chips now are no longer going to be sold to China at all. China can't purchase them from any country that purchases them from that sells them to China. The United States isn't going to sell chips to them.
So, give me your opinion about who they're going to sell them to. How they're going to make money?
Oh, okay. Well, that's the point. This is going to be the new money. It's the petrol dollar's dead.
Right.
China is creating the petrol yuan with Saudi Arabia. He went over there and met with them. They've been selling them, China, selling the gap, without going to U.S. money, cutting the U.S. out of it, cutting out the OPEC deal. The U.S. now backs the money with chips. And you can't purchase the chips from nobody but who? In the U.S. dollars. You can't purchase the chips in Chinese yuan. You get what I'm saying? So, because without the chips, no country can produce computers. Everyone needs computers.
Let's go with this now, because, I mean, I got some people in the tech world, too. I mean, China is in the tech world big time. They sponsored a lot of major events here in America. I mean, for them to have robots, they also perspective that they're going to be having newscasters and robots. They got everything going on, and they with Russia. They're the BRICS nations now. It ain't just China no more. We got to call it what it is. It's the BRICS. We fighting a group called the BRICS. These cats, South Africa involved, India involved. I know I'm getting all this information off y'all. India involved, Russia involved.
But listen.
How they going to work?
Problem, listen.
How they going
to
work?
Google the article, Russia pulling chips out of refrigerators to put in missiles. Russia's been cut off from buying U.S. chips, too, as part of the trade embargo.
I just want to get to the point where we
can't
say,
you can't just make chips.
So what do you think they're going to do?
They're going to have to cave in to this new chip dollar, this new CBDC.
Digital currency. All right. Back by chips. Let's get some more callers. I'm agreeing that obviously the Fed coin is coming. I mean, you can see that they setting us up for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, all y'all on the line, I don't know your finances personally. I can just tell you they also buying a lot of gold and silver, these countries that we all talking about. I don't want y'all to get disoriented in what they really getting. In every country, look it up, is getting huge shipments of gold and silver put into their vote. Every country. And the United States is the only reason why they're going to die because they ain't got their shit backed by gold and silver. So they got to be taken over. And because this is the second Egypt, I'm about to put it out there now. I want y'all to listen carefully now. I gave y'all the clues. I told y'all the family name was Bula. They are the royalty of Palestine since the 1700s. Churchill, all them, the British Jewish, the American, all that, the British Empire, the British colony is masquerading as a Jewish state. It's a masquerade party. The name, Dr. Fauci. Now, I told people, see, I've been talking to people all the time. You know, a lot of black folks really believe in COVID. I'm going to tell you, I did my own investigative report. I ask people all the time, why do you think we're going on just to hear them talk? And people believe that the Democratic Party, y'all Democrat? Yeah. I pretend even sometimes to be one with them just to see what they're going to say. And it's frightening, dude. It's frightening to think that we can even win a war when our enemy is going to be our own people soon. So here's how I see it. Dr. Fauci and them, I'm probably the first show to put this out. Dr. Fauci and them got a crest. He is cousins to Pfizer. They all came from their cousins of Klaus Schwab. The family name, I'm giving it to you, is called Bula. They are Sephardic rabbinical family. Somebody put yourself on. If you're moving around, put yourself on mute. That's all you got to do. If you ain't going to really talk, just put yourself on mute. Then you're ready to say something because I can hear you moving. Now, here's what it says. They conspired with the bankers, the Rothschilds, Churchills, and the Board of Deputies, the British Jewish, in the mid-1900s, to make Israel a British colony masquerading as a state. Fauci, with a paternal, the name of the family is A-B-Y-S. Punch it in if you think I'm making this up. The family crest is a macabre crowned serpent eating a child. It's been around since September 14th, 1618. Guess what they dealt with, everybody?
Repeat it again, that site. That site, one more time.
I said their family name is A-B-Y-S. They are the family macabre crown. Their royal crest is a crown serpent eating a child. It's been around since September 14th, 1618. Ain't no show probably even giving you this, ever. And guess what they dealt with? Talcum powder. Talcum powder. Think about that one, y'all. Think about that one for a minute.
When was that? 2015, they started talking about how putting talcum powder on your body causes cancer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talcum powder. Go now. I'm gonna even go further because I got the whole. I went way far. Man, let me tell you what they own, y'all. This Royal Crest came from Switzerland. They was over the YMCA, the foundation of it. They Fauci. That's why I told you. Look up St. Thomas. St. Thomas, where Crump is at in Miami Gardens. Fauci is a Jesuit groomed physician, high school, university, controlled by the National Institute of Allergies and Infectious Disease. Since 1984, 37 years, he worked for the HIN. He's 53. Holy Cross. Fauci and them and all were there. I got it right here. I got the whole thing. Look at the crest. Somebody find the crest called the Abyss by Paris. P-I-U-R-O. They are the two serpent snakes that's in. I told you, boy, when you have some of the greats. They
also,
are
I
part...
looked it up. Fauci means jawbone. Means jawbone.
Yeah.
Of an ass. The...
Yeah. Boer, they were part of the Boer War in South Africa experiment where they made measles and typhoid and diphtheria. They are with GlaxoSmithKline. They are with the Travistock Institute. All y'all been saying that. Fauci is of the Travistock Institute. One of probably the first shows. We're going to prove it today. Just by giving the Royal Crush to make you unbelievable. I got it right here. Everything with Wanda, Agent Orange, CIA, mineral rights, Cabo's a fake attack, Orthodox Christian paved the way for Muslim migrant whores, nanoparticle weapons, 9-11 Casale Fauci Dopper. They made Dopper when they got together 9-11. Oh, I got it all right here in front of me. Been had it. Just waiting for the day. Waiting for the day. So y'all ain't heard of no story. I'm sure of it. Not with the crest. Ain't nobody gave the Royal Crest got three snakes. Of Germany. The Church of Germany got three snakes. Y'all talking about they went to Ireland as snakes. Y'all better stop and think about your own story. You said they were snakes in Ireland, didn't you? That's the reverse story. Okay, y'all ready for it? I told you we had it all for you. Today, the Super Bowl, y'all, we're going to put it for you, Dick. You ain't going to be able to leave here saying we ain't heard it. You can go any show you want. You know where you heard this from. It don't make me no difference no more. I gave more history on the Seminoles than they gave at the Hard Rock. That's a shame. That's a shame. A mosquito blog talk radio could give more history on the Seminoles than they gave at a goddamn million-plus extravaganza. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. But yet, we like Jesus to y'all. Willing to be killed. Y'all don't care. I'm not talking to all y'all, but you know what I'm talking to those listening. Y'all call of the death. They got the whole churches on death. Crucifixion is your history. Yeah. That's what you're on. You have no idea what you're into.
Dry bomb.
Somebody... Say something before, because I'm about to play. Go ahead. It's going to be over.
Yeah,
hurry
I
up.
Have nothing to announce. I don't know if anybody knows this or not. But I just saw this. Malcolm X is originally from Nebraska. And, you know, it's a predominantly white state. And they finally elected Malcolm X in the Hall of Fame. And it was only one black guy. Everybody else is white, but the one guy, Ron Hall. They said that he was too diversity, racial, you know, diversion. And they came up with all kind of excuses. It had to be dead for 35 years, But now, and then they said he was only there for a little while because he moved to Milwaukee with his family, but that's where he was born.
So they say we're going to make it, right?
Malcolm X is in the Hall of Fame in Nebraska.
In Nebraska, amazing. Now, I don't know if she going to do, I don't know if she did it so she can get on the ticket, because here are politics is going now. Now, Trump is still ahead of everybody. Trump's still ahead of everybody. DeSantis, but they putting a vice president with him, a woman. She's going to be a woman. He know the magic. He know the magic, too. Got to be. And so what's going on, they messing with the DNA. I told you. Now, Trump knows women quite well. Anybody who had a Miss Universe contest for all them years, hey, I know they wouldn't give me one for all them years. That's for damn sure. But he had one for all them years. I'm sure he could not resist all that punani to the whole universe. That's impossible. He
Lord
like
mercy.
Captain Kirk. He like Captain Kirk when it comes to that. He fucking aliens. He don't give a damn. They all on Miss Universe. Anyway, this is what they're going to do. Go ahead. Say it before I play it. Go ahead.
No, I just want to say what Sis just said about them elevating Malcolm X. Now we need to go back. See, we need to create guidelines and rules. Prime example: what indigenous tribes and what kind of tribes were there, and how did they govern themselves? You know what I'm saying? Because these are the things we need to look at. Because part of the reason why they probably go ahead.
No, probably what? Make that point. Probably why?
No, because it's very important. Because remember, you know, when they came here, they decimated and killed hundreds of millions of indigenous people, right? And you can look at some old Westerns and whatnot, some of the things that was going on in those places. So what tribe of indigenous people were there? Because there's specific reasons about these things. Remember, a lot of those old contracts
I'm going to say this about that for those of y'all listening, because what he made is valid, what she made was valid. But we had talked about this a little bit earlier. The whole Hollywood script of these so-called shows like F-Train, Wagon Train, Bonanza, and all that shit, they don't never show you the cavalry because they did not fight the Indians. That's a lie. No way they fought the Indians. They had to have some other group battle the Indians for some type of treaty to be made. And what better group than what you would get? If you conquer a group of indigenous people, give them weapons and say, well, here, we're going to give you something. If you just keep fighting, you go. And so you give your ancestry gets these prestigious awards, and you become Colonel Cavalry. This, that, that. You just heard earlier that Bass Smith was a sheriff. That's the sheriff they be showing in all the westerns, but he's just white. He's really a black dude. So
Bass Reeves.
But I'm saying to y'all is, in order for them to even wipe out the West, there was a black cavalry who was mercenaries involved in the killing, because white folks did not do that work. That's a fact. The facts show that they gave these so-called Buffalo Soldiers, which should be a real movie, not a fake one, a real movie. I mean, how could you teach a group to go into uncharted territory, be able to take over the people of that territory over a period of time? It didn't happen overnight. It was a period of time. Blah, 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 blah. We're going to blah, 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 blah. We let them through. Blah, 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 blah. Then when they resist, they blah, blah, blah. Here they come with some more. This group was able to infiltrate across the whole vast Midwest. Never be a movie about that because it's too frightening. Because when you realize they gave over 200,000 black men weapons, you can't even most of you won't even comment on that. I said, why don't y'all comment on that? Y'all silent. That goes to show you've been brain snapped. You can't even think. That's the 400-year curse. See, the curse got you. Imagine that. Go ahead.
It goes back to the same thing. There never was a time when man was not, right?
Right. Well,
so what was the Moors doing?
Hold on, but let me ask you a question. Explain that one there, though. Okay, just for the go with the flow. You give me your synoptic overview on this. If a group got this group supposedly supposed to be enslaved, but you gave them 200,000 people weapons, bribed them somehow to go across the whole Midwest with provisions and food and more weapons when necessary to finish off the indigenous tribe to drive them into a serious area. How do you explain that if somebody was asking that, if you give us some type of history, like, you know, discourse? How would you explain that?
I would just ask them, have they ever heard of Rabbi Abby Finkelstein? Because he specifically said, we bet on both sides. That way, whichever side
Rabbi,
wins.
So you say Rabbi Appelstein got black folks. Now, let's go with that premise. You want to go with that? I'm down.
Think about it. Let me add one thing to it. Even though it's a movie, you know, sometimes people don't accept when somebody is getting information from spirit, you know. But anyway, my point is this.
Okay. No.
In the movie The Mafia, right? The Italians was the gangsters, right? Okay. When Anthony took over, when his father died, Anthony had to go see the old man in Florida. The old man was who? In Ashkenazi. Michael, I remember back in the day when you and my your father
now,
were your
on.
Age.
Now you went to the guy. I asked everybody. Now stay focused with me. I said everybody's lying. I asked you during the time that white folks in Bonanza, Wagon Train, Row House, all the movies that you see that we watch today, the Bonanza, the Rifleman, how they were able to get homesteaded in. I asked y'all, first and foremost, those people could not do that by themselves. It's impossible. An army got to come through first to clear the land. It's the Buffalo Soldier. I asked all y'all, and something ain't one of y'all answer yet. How you give a bunch of niggas, I'm going to talk to you the way you need to be taught, a bunch of niggas, 200,000 weapons, military, and they don't turn the weapons around? Somebody give me something with a little more than what he just gave. Somebody, because that ain't man. Just tell me how that works. Y'all go to the mafia. I said in 1860, the Civil War, these motherfuckers cleared the whole fucking land out. You gave me a point. I want somebody else because they quiet. I'm proving a point. Look how quiet y'all are. Can't even explain it. That shows you don't know history at all. How the hell somebody gonna tell me who financed that shit? The niggas gonna listen to them. Give me them families. I want them families. Them the families I want to hear about. How the hell some niggas going to tell me that a group of people, we talking, this real talk today, a group of people gave 200,000 niggas weapons. Andrew Jackson's army was niggas. But y'all want to talk about that, though, huh? Y'all want to talk about Andrew Jackson. That show you how you don't know history. You going to give me Andrew because he a cracker? Y'all just like the brainwash people. We just give you the cracker. We won't tell you how the army crew, he was Delaney. He was Martin Delaney. He was the grandmaster of the worshipful master of all the... how come we don't talk about that? Martin Delaney. When y'all want to talk about that? Come on with it. Come on with it today. The Super Bowl. Make some money on this one today. You really bad. Martin Delaney was the one. Look him up. Got niggas to go kill everybody. In the name of what? Somebody, I wish we played the game. I try to give y'all money. I go to show you. I say, man, they don't even want to bet on money, nothing. That's amazing. Here it is, right there in front of you. Easy answers. Who Martin Delaney, everybody? I'll give everybody a chance to come on. It's Super Bowl day. Who Martin Delaney? Go look him up. Why he able to write a book like this? Yeah, got everybody to join.
Let me take the side of there's no point in arguing.
That's how deep that shit is. Somebody.
So.
and it's good that way. You know what? It's time to address the questions, Jabon. You keep saying, I keep hawking on this. You said this months ago. How is it that the Confederates had just as many blacks in the military as the North? And no one has looked that up yet because no one has still come back to that. And that's the most important thing. That's the reason why the contract the black women signed is off. And matter of fact, check this out, right? Our first educators are black women, and the black communities are in hell. Kids out there dying. There's no concern for them at all. You know, but if police shoot a black man, they want to make noise about it. But we ain't getting on the people who's sitting here having these kids in a genocide. You know what I'm saying? Like, why don't we address that? We can talk about the white man guns, but the kids are out there hanging out, doing all kind of things, and there's no monitoring is just going wild. And they live with black mothers. So
well, I mean,
problem's not being
fixed. We can blame black mothers. I mean, we can blame black mothers, but I'm not going to say this. I'm the defense of black mothers. Now, I admit, if we go by what we see with the squaw, the concept of the matriarch thing, the women were actually already ruling over us. They was having us hunt. They were eating. They was giving us sex. They was giving us magical sex to keep us in, because that's a cult. Now, you said Martha and Mary, and those are the Eastern stars. So they already know that cult. Martha and Mary, that's some symbolic shit.
Right. I mean, so you're right on everything, but the point is, like you bring up, we got to address who's doing what, and I ain't letting nobody hold their breath and hope you get skipped over. Nope. Everybody gets thrown
right,
on the carpet.
Right, that's what
the way
we
God
hold down our breath. Right. Exactly. Now,
we hold down everybody.
Can I add one thing to the equation,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, y'all get it. Jump in. Y'all jump
while,
in now. I ain't got no control.
While some of us, going back to the same thing Dry Bones is emphasizing on, everybody, all of us were in prisoners of war. But while some of us was prisoners of war, the ass bastard came down to them shacks that they had us living in ourselves. You know, he came down there to rape that woman. That woman told her husband and her sons and daughters to stand
yeah,
there.
That's,
sometimes
that's
that ass old woman
heavy
let the children go outside. Right.
That's propaganda.
That's the reality
yeah.
of it. Okay,
yeah.
I'm not saying that it ain't so. Going back to Thomas Jefferson, that woman, that melanated woman that he had go with him, she might have been an oracle. Going back to, shifted me. Going
right.
back to,
going
back to the document
right.
of discovery. They sent the nuns in. Ain't no telling what, just like what you're saying, ain't no telling what color the nuns were. But the nuns were agents for them already taking over Europe. Because
right.
everybody, well, some people know, Scotland and Wales was one of the melanated empires.
But
you
ain't
know.
That how it worked? Though? Come on now, y'all. I got no more control.
Of course.
Everybody's getting off the main point.
Let me finish my
point. Finish your point, bro. Finish your point. Hold on. Let me finish your point.
Okay. So going back to even that, she took the burden to save her family, just like today. Just like today, a lot of mothers want their sons to become pro bowlers so he can take care of her. Not just so he
can
be famous.
That's true.
The story of Constantine. Constantine would have never had that campaign that he had if it wasn't for his mother.
Now, let's go
with
that. LeBron James, one of the greatest players in basketball, just to validate what you're saying, he had his mother. Now, I think that's because that's the oracle of bringing you brought into life, that concept is still into this day. Because a lot of our athletes definitely give a lot of homage to their mamas and so forth. And that go on throughout the whole gamut. But here's again, when you give land up for sex, when land is owner, see, that's why I don't get how y'all don't get this. Land and in the vagina in the ancient world was together. See, you couldn't get this land unless you married into it. You know what
true.
I'm saying? This is how the shit works.
Very true.
Go ahead. Okay.
Hey,
so I don't know why we're forgetting this type of shit. Go ahead. Somebody talk. I'm just making a point.
Okay.
you mentioned Andrew Jackson and the Buffalo Soldiers. It's just simple to say that there was black leaders, black armies, military, and they integrated with white people, and they
right.
did all and did most of it. It's easy to say that. So, but everybody got to sit there and search and try to find some other draw. Stay on point.
Ain't no draw. They right there.
Get to the root.
Hey, drop
get, you got to get to the root of everything. And
hey, that's Brother D? That's Brother D?
Yeah.
That's Brother, go ahead, give me some St. Louis love.
Yeah. Hey, how everybody doing? Hey, I have one to comment on. See, the war. See, it's an eternal war. I'm just saying, y'all from the hood or whatever part of the world y'all from or however y'all upbringing is, you know two niggas that hate each other, that's what happened. It was always two niggas that hated each other. It was more back in those days, it was more like if one person didn't like you, everybody didn't like you. This is how your friends want you to be nowadays. You know, stuff like that happening nowadays on small scales. But
right.
back in those days, your word, anything you did and said, it had to stand on something. And that's what people had back then. And that's why they was able to give 200,000 black people guns to turn on other black people because they had a hatred for each other. It's always been a war with us. So that's where, that, like we say, Squanto the niggas, a bunch of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? And them people that came over here, they wasn't white people. They were black people. They called themselves white.
Right.
You know, they weren't
right.
black.
That's
they
a fact.
White people. They were black
that's
people.
That's a fact.
They were
that's
black
a fact.
People.
It's
the
common
English,
sense.
The Europe, Germany, all of them was all black people. Ireland, all that shit was black people. And they got it in their own history. They talk about it, but just like
we play
we
him
do
for
here.
Him. We play him
yeah.
for him. I mean, live. We play him too. They say it in the movies. You was wops. You was niggas. You was a Moor. We played it for him. I mean, I don't know how much more we can do, but let's go with that premise. Chief Warhorse made it clear. Your history makes it even more clear. I'm saying to like for the fact that if you know that this is going
and
on,
you know.
Uh-huh. How you feel about that? How you feel about it? Because you right there in the heart of St. Louis is a major power point.
It's one of the major hubs for the Mississippi.
Major
Valley.
Hub. Major
but
hub.
This. But like even with the sister Warhorse, she said her family was shipbuilders and boat builders. They needed
right.
that. If they was over here in this land building ships, because the weight of the ocean and stuff work, everything flow from over here to over there. You know, don't nothing too much float over here.
Check
you
that
know,
out.
The way
and
of,
the jet stream.
Yeah.
You have
the
to be in the proper jet stream.
Stream.
And they
hey,
also
right.
were the brick makers.
Hey,
right.
hey,
let me
let me share some
right.
history.
The
biggest secret is the best kept secret, and it's here in the United States archives.
Right.
They cannot, by universal law, change any laws. So if you want to know the truth, and I don't have to explain nothing, you
so
have
what,
to
what,
go
what is,
and see.
Well, how do you feel about what he just said? He just said that the jet stream, these shipbuilders, I mean, you got to have some perspective of the fact
no,
that.
No,
people
that's
did,
true.
See,
I mean.
Yeah, okay, that's what I'm trying to say.
But I know they.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact they didn't come through that route through Africa because, like I said, if they can get past the whirlpools out there, and I know all the whirlpools are out there, whether you don't know or not you particularly, but whether you don't know it or not, I suggest y'all research that first and
that's
stop blowing
that
off.
That's why we asked the question, the trade, the routes. Remember we said how these ships, I said earlier,
mm-hmm.
it got to be some special ships to bring this amount of people. And we made that clear. The thing I'm trying to say is, what a masterful scheme. If they could get, okay, we are all of us on the line pretty much saying that coming to Africa over here on a master scale don't seem to make no common sense at all. If you got a base right already here. You got a base
and
already here.
And you can see that today, Drybones. No airplanes fly over straight from America to Africa. No planes do that.
Right.
No planes.
They got to go to Europe first.
And you,
there you go.
And
exactly.
You know
hold
why?
On. Some, Tell me why.
Because the gravitational pull and all the whirlpools that are out there that I know that's out there, that's why you can't do it. The Moors had the ability because we trained them, and they became the charters. They became the cruise lines. They became the specialties in traveling through these certain areas. But they didn't go through those whirlpools because they knew that it was there.
Okay, now, no one's going to deny. I just want you to know that he ain't making this up because everybody know just coming through the Caribbean is a miracle that you don't get wiped out before you get to Key West. It's just how it is. Now, what he's saying is if this the case, that's why we just said it's impossible for the story they have told us for all these years that all these people migrated from Africa. Now, look what how many black folks are identifying with a two-continent system with no ties to it. If you ain't got no ties to one or two, you can't have it. I mean, you can have a dual citizenship, but you don't even have that. So here's a question I asked all y'all. Then that's why I said it had to usurp the story. If you believe that you don't belong even here by your own, you are not told you have to mark off black. You just do it compulsory. So that's why they're getting us.
On.
So how do we explain? Go ahead, brother. St. Louis, go ahead,
even,
Brother D.
They even said that even our little bitty boats was better than any other boat in the world, or our canoes. They said they was impossible to sink almost.
So they had nautical knowledge, which I believe because it's impossible not to believe. You got two oceans and a Gulf. You got to go into the ocean to eat food because, again, here we go again with all this stuff. Let's be honest with everybody. We got to come to grips with our
thing.
Where
do you think they got the pearls from? They got the pearls from over here, from black people
hemp.
Diving
that's
in the
right.
ocean.
Check this out.
That's
this out.
If you take
money,
more.
That's true.
The pearl
true.
Is more is more of a tie to us than gold. You know, gold and silver.
It's all silver.
The pearl,
yeah. Even though they're here. Even though they're here. They're in the 49ers.
The pearl is
and all
more
that.
Important.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now, go ahead.
You could even look at the fact that you sail, you float during the day, but you sail at night. You navigate at night. Why?
Because
you govern things according to the stars.
The stars, right. You drive at night, exactly. Now,
the
again,